Blog Talk Radio.
Never.
Hi, this is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. Welcome, and tonight we're going to be doing a lot of answering questions for people. And actually, with the situation going out there, I think we'll just get right to the calls. So if you want to give us a call in here, call us at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation of private readings too, which I also do, which is the basis of exactly what I do. And if you want to give us a call for a private session, which we have some really great prices going on right now, give us a call at 740-500-8863, or call me through Skype if you want to take advantage of the palm readings and do a face-to-face session, which is 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. The prices we have going right now, which we said before, are really great. $33.33 for a 60-minute session, $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and $11.11 for a 20-minute session. If you'd like to do a one-card session, those go for $9.99. And if you want to take advantage of maybe getting two sessions and maybe some more insights into the relationship counseling or life coaching, we have 90-minute to two-hour sessions, which are only going for $77.77. So take advantage of those prices and get in there. And those prices are going to change on February 22nd, 2012. So get in there as quick as you can. And we also have a session where you can actually buy blocks of time too. So give us a call. We'll give you the details on that. If you're a person who wants to advertise on the show, give me a call. And we'll sit down and discuss it. I'm sure we come up with a nice arrangement that works for both of us. And also, we're looking for sponsorship as well. If you like the format of the show and want to contribute, that kind of thing, please do so. And also, we do accept donations to our foundations of helping me to get to England and to experience Arthur Findlay College, and also to support the show fund. And please donate generously. And for everybody who does donate, thank you very much. And let's get on with our callers. What do you say? Let's go to our first call. And that would be pushing the button one more time. Okay, here we go. All right. That would be area code 678. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. And what's your name?
Hello, my name is Craig.
Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
And what brings you to the show tonight?
Just wanted to get some intuitive guidance on basically my doctoral studies I started last year. And I just submitted a proposal this past week, and just want to know how you see the process going for me this year.
Give us a little more insight to that. This is you said a proposal?
Yeah, a proposal to conduct a study for my dissertation.
Okay.
Something I struggled with for a whole year. Mm-hmm. Didn't get much anywhere in 2011. It didn't get nowhere at all, for that matter.
Well, it seems like things are going to change big time this year, so really focus on that too as well. So visualize as much as I can see it. I was also looking up your area code, too, your phone number, 678, in my angel book here, and it was saying a huge improvement in your finances occurring right now. So there's a lot of things going on, it seems, behind the scenes as we speak. So I would sit and put a lot. Yeah, so we sit and look at the situation and look at the idea of your proposal actually really being picked up this year. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. But like I tell everybody before, too, it's the idea we can predict things till doomsday, but you have to see it, too, as well, and visualize it and not doubt it, because any kind of negativity put into the situation can also divert those things as much as putting positive energy to get exactly what you want.
Absolutely.
And we actually seem to have a tendency to be more emotional when it comes to negativity in the first place, so it's the idea of changing that whole format. And so, okay, let's stop doing that. I'm not saying you did that last year. I just feel like, forget last year. You know? So we sort of focus. I mean, we're trying to focus on creating a positive picture this year. So last year would just kind of defeat us from doing that. So we don't want to go there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually looking in my book here. On creative visualization. Creative visualization by this lady, I think. I'm trying to fit her, say her name. But I'll spell it. It's actually S-H-A-K-T-I. How do you pronounce that?
Say it again?
It's spelled S-H-A-K-T-I.
I'm not sure.
Okay, this book's for creative visualization. So what you need to do is go to my website, go to the spiritual books section page, and it's right at the top of the list, creative visualization. And I thought it was Shanti Gowan, but someone told me it was wrong, and I remember her telling me, too. I just haven't got it in my mind, because I was in the back of it looking, and they have little sections here, creative visualization for relationships. And as I was looking through the whole thing, I noticed there was some other things in there, too. There was this one part in the book, it was kind of cool, where it says, the only successful manifestation is one which brings about a change or growth in consciousness. That is, it has manifested God or revealed Him more fully, as well as having manifested a form. Gives you a lot of insights with the situation, exactly what we're trying to do here of creation. And that was actually, it was pretty intense. You know, it's kind of amazing. Everything keeps pointing to the relationships. Right now, what the situation is going on in your life? And how is the relationship department?
Pretty good. It was far more greater than what it has been for about the past 2 months. But mm-hmm. after the new year, things have gotten really better between me and my girlfriend.
Well, that's good. I would sit there and look at the situation and the format of actually saying, taking a look at actually what turned things around and try to create more of that. Even sometimes with the idea of having a partner, of when we talk about using affirmations, sometimes we should think about using affirmations as a couple as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting down, looking at things, and just asking someone to be a little more open-minded about the situation. If they are open-minded about the whole thing, is really focusing on nothing but success.
Because
I was sitting there looking at this one, it says, I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I put down 224 pounds, have a 33-inch waist, and a balanced, toned a body, physical, because it's also am in great physical condition. And actually what I did was taking the situation of putting it, you know, making it more, you know, I always tell people, go look at the affirmations. You can take certain words and change them around
mm-hmm.
and fit it to where it's more personal. And I was looking at this one I created, if I could find it, which using the same format that is read about the weight. I just want to make sure I actually said it correctly. Because usually when I share things with everybody else, what I'm actually doing is reaffirming my affirmation on the air across the world, across the span here, okay? And mm-hmm. in that kind of situation, looking at people, you know, you got personal things going, what would you say that for? It's the energy you're sending it out to the universe of actually trying to create something. Like here, it says, I feel wonderful and fantastic now that. So a person in my life and I are together now as a romantic, deep, loving, committed to each other couple having a wonderful, sharing, happy, fulfilling marriage and life together now. And just, you know, people, it's like, look at the situation and telling ourselves, this is what we want. And asking, what is the outcome that we really do want? Not just to get together with somebody, but there's a whole unfolding with that whole situation. So if you're a person who really wants to meet that one person now and get married, then that's what you should be focusing on, because it could be the one thing that's keeping you from succeeding, because you're not adding the last bits of pieces to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to ask, to tell, put it out there and say that you found the person who completes you, as long as you're also complete within yourself, when it works. You know, like you could sit here and say, I now have a perfect, satisfying, well-paying career. If you want to, you can expand on it if you feel like you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, if you already have that within your heart and you already have that in your visualization of what you see already, you're just affirming it. And a short little simple affirmation, it goes right to the point. You know, you can sit here and also say, and it doesn't matter if you're with this person or not, what you're trying to do is create that reality in the now. So you put down, my romantic relationship, marriage with whoever, is growing happier and more fulfilling every day. So you're reaffirming it, the whole thing. And open yourself up to all the possibilities. And don't be surprised if you start getting not just affirmations, but start seeing visualizations as this thing progressing, to realize it's not the idea of calling in your soulmate or spiritual partner. It's the idea of realizing it's happening right now. And all you're doing is magnetizing yourself more to make it happen now.
Right.
It's also the same thing with your proposal and everything else that goes with it. It's almost like sitting down and helping people realize one thing in life. It's the same energy. You're focusing on the thing that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wouldn't be putting all this energy into it, and realize it doesn't matter what it is, to put yourself into it. Like we were talking about before, people in the process of commitment. Commit yourself to it 100% and see what happens. Are there any other questions you'd like to add? Also, one thing I want to add too, in the book, it talks about adding a little twist to the end of the visualization, where it says, put this at the end after you've done your visualization and feeling it and the whole thing. This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. And then just say thank you. Because, I mean, right there, just with a little twist on the end of there, you're opening all the doors, all the windows, all the possibilities. So it's like I tell people before, like, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. When you sit and look at the whole thing, is some people have a tendency to get worried with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what that worry is, it's feeding into fear that you might not get what you want. Not realizing what you just said. You're asking for to get exactly what you're supposed to have, all the wants, needs, and desires. So if something does have a tendency to manifest as in maybe a different relationship, is to realize by saying this, you've opened the door to the truth of what you really and who you're really supposed to be with. But also realize one thing too. It could be that you just haven't pictured all the variables in the certain scenario that you're trying to manifest now. What you're asking the universe to do is to fill in the blanks, to give you the whole picture, the big picture. So it's, you know, it's like making sure that everything that you're calling for does come in at the same time, so therefore there's no questions about it. It's the same thing with the situation, about everything that's going on in your life right now too as well. Start looking for the signs. I was sitting the other day, as I was focusing on a certain relationship and a certain lady, I keep saying 222. Well, we're all thinking in the angel book, it talks about, and that's kind of funny, I lost the angel book. Oh, here it is. The angel book in here says 222. 222 means trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to. With divine blessings for everyone involved, let go and have faith. If you go one step further and go to, if you go to, let me get this, I only have so many fingers, I'm trying to get all the pages here. If you go to 322, it says, this is a strong message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good that you desire. So whatever you got, So it's like one of those things looking at your mind. Whatever you have on your mind at that moment, they already know it. And what they're trying to do is just reaffirm that for you, that you are. Because a lot of people question it because things are not happening as fast as they'd want to, realizing that's their expectations.
Right.
It's the idea of putting things in perspective to realize things are going to happen when they're supposed to happen. And also look at yourself and the situation of any kind of fears. If you have a, if you sit there and worry, question.
Well, I would say this. I was about, just about to ask you, how do you get over for negative core? And the reason why I asked the question is because it seems like every time things are start going good for me, things turn sour. Give you a perfect example. When I first started dating my girlfriend, I went to go see her,
mm-hmm.
and I was driving, and I got a bit distracted and wasn't paying attention to my speed in my new car that I just got a week prior. And next thing you know, I get pulled over by the cops, and they said that I've been reckless driving. And, you know, there's a possibility that many things can happen. I go to court next Wednesday for this charge, and this is a lot of things that can happen because I have a career job, and one of the stipulations is that you have to have a clean driving record. Or for that matter, because or even can affect me as far as even getting a law school. And so, with that being on my mind, it seemed like things happened on that aspect. And even like I was trying to go and see her again last week, and I was doing the speed limit, I believe. I'm probably a little bit over, and got another ticket. And I have had a clean driving record for like I said about 15 years now, and. So it seemed like I said, every time things start going good, you know, things turn sour.
Well, the first thing you need to do is get rid of the idea of those things happening. I was actually looking at 422. 422 says this is a strong message from your angels asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered because they are. It's the idea of what I do. I drove with no license for 3 years. People thought that was incredible. I said, no, it's not. It's the ideal of your mindset. You ever notice people who have a tendency to talk things? And even people around me, I have a tendency to distance myself from them when they start talking about things in a negative way. You know, they'll sit and go, well, what happens if you get pulled over? I said, I'm sorry, did you say something? And I walk away from the situation saying, okay, if you're not going to feed it, if you're not going to sit there and sit down and talk about this in a nice way of listening to what I've already put affirmed to the universe, then won't you take your butt out there because your perception is way off on this one. And we were talking about this yesterday too. When we get ourselves in these negative situations, the one thing you should do is you should sit down and just be quiet, take 3 deep breaths, and say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. Keep going and say, I am love, I am love, I am love. Tell me, guys, if you feel a vibration, go, if, like a for certain energy with yourself, getting very positive. Because what you're doing is you're raising the frequency up to realize that society has their own expectations of what they think you should do for their own security and to make them feel good. What you need to do is override that and realize that your perception overrides everything. When I came to that conclusion was when I was in Florida, and I just started, every time I would do something, as I was walking through the door, I would affirm it. When I walk through these doors, whatever I focus on, I'm going to be walking out the door with it. And I wouldn't let myself think anything else but that. And then, like I was telling you with my affirmations here, when I have a problem where it's like I'm being pulled off the situation here, okay? It's like this one here. I believe that my soulmate, twin flame, Ruth, and we'll just call her Katie, exists, and I am deserving of her. And the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. And what I do is, if I have any kind of doubt within myself, what I will do is I will start visualizing it, and I will start reading this. So in your situation, what you want to do is you want to look at the situation of coming out on the end of this whole thing where it doesn't interfere with your future, and you can do this. And what I mean by that is I walk into the motor vehicles in Florida, and I said, I'm going to get my license. Now, in my mindset, I thought my license were just expired because I hadn't renewed them. And so I walked in, And the very first thing I said when I walked through the doors, I'm walking in here, and I'm walking out with my driver's license. So be it, so it is. And if I had any kind of doubts, as I was going through the process, I would say it in my mind, I'm walking out of here with my driver's license. The lady looked at me and she looked at the computer and she said, "You sure your license is not revoked?" I said, "No." And as I'm talking to her, I said, "My license were just expired and I just want to get them and now I want to renew them." And she goes, "You know, it's been 3 years, haven't you?" I said, "Yes, I do. But there shouldn't be any problems because they're not revoked." In my mind, I was saying to myself, "I'm going to walk out of here with my driver's license." Okay? So what happened was, she said her thing, and all of a sudden she went right to, "Okay, sir, stand up here and take your picture." I took my picture, and I walked out with my driver's license. Now people say, "Well, that's good because they were expired, so that's no big deal. That's not a big manifestation." Until you find out later on when I moved back to Ohio and realized my license had been revoked for 6 years. How did I get my driver's license with my license being revoked? I think it's because I said so. And I wouldn't back down. That's my perception. That's the energy I was putting out there. Like, again, I said to you too, I also drove for three years with no driver's license. And what I would say to myself was, I'm getting in my car. I'm going from point A to point B. And I even asked God and the angels to make sure, excuse me, to make sure that's exactly what happened, and ask for protection from the world, that I would go from point A to point B every time. And there was one time, I swear to you, I was driving and a cruiser pulled behind me. For a split second, I was like, "Whoa." And then it's almost like they led me down this one street where I could actually turn. And the next thing you know, I was no longer in the city limits. I was in the county. So the police officer didn't have any jurisdiction. And it was just funny how everything fell into place. Like, okay, I'm gone. And, I sit here and look at a situation like this. I'm not doing anything to anyone. All I'm trying to do is just go through life, and there are certain things I have to accomplish. And it seemed like I was always accomplishing those things. It wasn't, it's like I used to watch some friends of mine who would say, "My tag's expired. Watch me get pulled over on the way home." And every time, they got pulled over. So did they affirm it or what? And it's the same thing I was telling my friend, too. I said, I've done the same thing with relationships, too. I had this one, which now I think about it, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but I did it. I did manifest it. So it was kind of funny, too, because I sit there and I told people, this is the power of the pen, that I went back in my journal after getting back with this particular person and noticed that as I started reading my journals, the ones I was writing at the time I was trying to work on getting back with her, I wasn't communicating with her directly, but I was writing it in my journal. And it was so funny. I remember one thing I wrote in my journal, that when we got back together, I wanted her mindset to be focused on getting married, to the point of actually putting it together, looking at wedding dresses, doing the whole bit, right? And when we got back together, it was kind of funny because I almost fell off the chair when she came to me. She goes, "You know something? We've been going through this pretty bad. We got back together, so I think we should start talking about getting married and actually start working on the wedding." And I'm like, "Hold up. I'm just reading this in my journal." And it's exactly what it said, even to the point when we got back together. I remember when we got back together, I wrote in the journal, since she's the one that decided to get up and leave and left me, pretty much stranded too, I thought it was fair enough that she'd come back and pick me up. And the way things fell into place where she took off and we were approximately 1,200 miles away from each other. And I was sitting there going, I'm not going to feed into that reality. I'm going to look at what I want. And I said, "Okay, God and angels, I keep seeing these signs that says that we're supposed to be getting back together. But there's 1,200 miles. So help me to keep focused." Yeah, it's like, "Help me keep focused. So I won't feed into that whole thing and think it's a bad thing when it's actually a good thing. And sure enough, 2 days later, somebody came to me and said they were going to Florida. And actually, I ended up riding with this person to Florida, which took me from where I was at to 1,200 miles. And then at the time, I didn't know approximately where she was at. But when we finally got to our final destination where my friend was at, it was only another 12 to 15 miles for her, which she actually got in her van. It was kind of funny, too, that certain things fell into place. I called her up, and I said, hey, let's get together. You know, let's get this thing going now. And she's like, well, I don't know. I said, okay. And she goes, I have no money. And I said, well, I'll send you some money. Well, as I was talking to her, all of a sudden she said, hold on for a minute. Someone's at the door. Somebody came to the door and gave her money that they owed her. And she goes, well, I guess I got gas money now. So it was like funny how you just sit there and relax, take deep breaths and go, this is my day. Everything I focus on today is going to go my way because I say, and there's no other way. And I don't care what anybody says. If you do those things, I guarantee that you're going to get some good results. And it's kind of funny how I found some of these affirmations, too. I've had this book before, and I knew there were some affirmations in there. But this one, particular one, it goes into details on a lot of things, too. Not just the ideal, simple things, but where you put things in perspective. Like, I now have a 20-acre ranch. You know, like, and then just kind of going into detail. Talking to yourself, which I know some people kind of think that's a bad thing, but well, it's like affirmations and self-appreciation, where it's like this one, I love and accept myself completely as I am. I don't have to try to please anyone else. I like myself, and that's what counts. I am highly pleasing to myself in the presence of other people. That's good. I think that's good for people who have a tough time speaking. I express myself freely, fully, and easily. I am a powerful, loving, and creative being. When you sit here and look at the situation, a lot of people are scared of their own power. You sit here and say, okay, you have dominion. Ooh! And they freak out. I think they need to do some of these affirmations to realize that in the process of being a powerful person doesn't mean you're going to run people over. It's the idea of trusting that you are internally, truly a loving, caring person, and that you would never do that. Most people who go through those kind of power struggles are people who are not really secure with themselves. So they feel like they have to run over everybody else to make them feel good, that no one's going to do it to them. But if you're a loving, caring person, you never fall on those kind of things, so you would never hurt anybody. So what's your situation? Is there anything else that we can do besides focus our energy too to help you focus to accomplish exactly what you want to get done?
Okay. I know you just said that you spoke a lot about affirmations, and there were some three things that I affirmed last year for myself, and they actually happened. Prior to January, I didn't have no money to even finish school. Uh-huh. And I would affirm that I would some way get the money to finish. And I was able, now mind me, I have terrible credit. My credit is shot.
Don't remind me. Forget you did it.
And I got two times last year, I got approved for a student loan for me to finish school. So I was able to affirm that I owe the government $38,000. I affirmed that, and I don't have to pay anything back.
Can't get a loan.
Yeah, so I know that affirmations help, but before I got the ticket last Saturday, I was telling myself, watch your speakers, cop out there, you might get pulled over. And what happened?
Right.
I get pulled over. So everything you're saying kind of ties in. Over mind over matter, I guess. I got to start affirming more positive things in my life and get rid of the negatives.
Right. I'm just saying with the situation, I think you can still have a good outcome on these situations, that it's not going to interfere with what you're trying to get to your conclusion. You know, some people look at the situation, well, that's crazy. I said, no, it's not. This is the age of computers. You can focus the energy that the computer could actually wipe your record clean. Believe me. Seriously, I did it before, too. I walk up to a freaking bank, and I had a couple outstanding accounts with another bank. And I just kind of like, you know, said, I focused and saw the computer. Actually, as somebody pushed the wrong button, and poop. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not. I went to the bank to get a checking account. I'm sitting there, and you know, I'm saying too that when I go through these things, there are some, there's still some thoughts that have a tendency to come to the surface, of what if in a negative way. But I'm sitting there going, nope. And I want the one thing I do, any kind of situation I'm in, the one thing I do is keep my mouth shut, and I don't say nothing. Even though I'm thinking it, I don't say anything. I just kind of like, and then I, it makes it easier for me to, you know, take the energy and tone it down when that thought comes through to say, no, no, no. We're going to walk out of here with a checking account. And the guy goes, hold on, sir. I'm going to go get your I forget what they call those checks that they give you that you can leave with. He went and got those. And when he went to get those, I thought he might come back and say something, you know. And I said, and I kind of wiped that one too. And he came back. He didn't say nothing, so I didn't say nothing either. And then next thing you know, I walk out with this checking account, and I'm like, "That's how it's done." But it's just one of those things. Like I tell everybody before too, you know, some thoughts do have a tendency to surface. It's the ideal of letting them come to the surface, you know, acknowledge them, and then taking that thought and turning it into a positive affirmation that can still work for you. The most powerful thing you can do to change the world is to change your own beliefs about the nature of life, people, reality, to something more positive and begin to act accordingly. It's yet what that means basically means is anything that comes to the surface in a negative way can be turned into a positive to divert that energy and change it into positive. Anybody else? So
right.
Do it. So do it. It's like, look at the situation you're in. And, you know, maybe not whatever you want to do. It's just the idea of putting, going into the situation saying basically to have an outcome that you can focus on that would be good, that wouldn't interfere with any kind of career moves that you make in the future. To see it as what it is. I mean, shoot, I did that once before when I welcomed to a, when I was in Colorado, I wanted to become a server because they were actually hiring. It was like one of those job labor places, but they were but it was a holiday season, so if you were a server, they were hiring you on the spot. So I said, yes, I am. I had never served anything, you know, and I would say like that when I was younger. I used to tell people that I used to do waiting work and that kind of stuff, made all kinds of tips, and I'm like, I think this is an opportunity to actually make those things a reality so they are no longer lies. And I did. So I just took this job and went up there and did it and would visualize me doing these things and actually accomplishing it, just that. But the one thing I had to get over was the idea they were looking for people who didn't have no felonies at all on the record, no kind of felonies. And I had one probably 11 years before that. But they said no exceptions, right? And they went and did a freaking background check, and it came up clean. I was like, good. And they go, and my friend was like, how do you think you pulled that one off? I don't know. All I was doing was focusing on the outcome. I wanted to do this. I wanted to experience it. And I think that's all I saw was me experiencing it. And the next thing I know, I was working in Colorado Springs, working in, there's a hotel there called the Broadmoor. That is one of the most elaborate hotels I've ever seen in my life. This hotel is so big, it actually has its own church. It has its own mall. It has its own everything. And the rooms go for like $400 to $1,100 a night. And here I was a server working at this grand hotel. So, you know, if they can take you anywhere. I just stress to everybody, cancel out the real world. See, the real world's going to tell you you know, you have to go by the rules and regulations and that kind of stuff, but it's a human concept. When you start focusing on the spiritual concept, you're just trying to live your life, and that's a part of your life, so therefore you just allow it to happen.
Exactly.
To me, I was like, I've been in so many situations where they go and check things out, and they go, we can't find anything. Well, maybe I was mistaken. And then I forget all about it, and then it never comes up again. So we just let it go. I think there's been a couple of times where I've had a couple of situations where certain records did come up, but when I was knocked out of a situation, I got a chance to see why, and it was actually my best interest. So, you know, it was like working with certain people and that kind of thing. Or maybe it was just the ideal to see, for you to see the character of people you're working with and how they really do perceive things, that they would see you as who you really are, then being pulled into statistics and records. Because if you did something 11 years ago, I guarantee you're not that person that you were 11 years ago. And I think you should be judged evaluated. So don't use the word judging. You should be evaluated because of who you are right now, not where you was 11 years ago. I think that's very non-productive of actually finding someone qualified for a job to judge them for something they were 11 years ago, instead of looking at the qualifications that they have now. And believe me, I used to work for Terminix. And the first time I was there, I had never done pest control work in my life. And I worked there about a year and a half, and actually got fired because I always felt like it was because of boss of mine. I wanted his best friend to work there. But they had a lady who was the office manager. And I came back in there approximately 3 or 4 years later with tons of experience, good qualifications, and good recommendations from other companies I had worked for pest control. And do you know, she said that she didn't want to hire me because how it was the first time I was there. I kind of went off on the service manager, and I said, you know, I find it very appalling. And he goes, why? Because my record says I have 4 years of experience in pest control. None of these jobs I got fired from, these are the jobs I left, and I moved to Florida, and I'm moving back up here. And I felt like Terminix was the best company in town. And you're sitting here trying to tell me I can't have this job because what happened the first time I was here, which was almost 5 years ago, when I didn't have no experience at all? I said, it's very insulting that I'm not being basically looked at because of what I've accomplished since I was here the first time. So I just started looking at things and said, okay, it was just giving me the character of these people that I was wanting to work with, and realized that no, I didn't. And I actually ended up working for another employer I had worked before, actually walking into a situation where they actually called me and said, we'd like to have you come back. And I kind of put them off for a little bit, and then they called me up and said, okay, what do you want to come back? Which everybody loves being in that position, don't we? What do I want to come back? And I told them, how would you like to work for a job that he asked you to do a favor for him? I want you to spray this restaurant on Labor Day, and if you do this for me, I'll give you 3 days overtime. He actually gave me 40 hours overtime just for doing a 2-hour job. So I say, manifest and affirm. So, buddy, how can we help you out? Anything else we can get you with, Tom? Or do you pretty much have it?
I think we are set.
Okay. We'd like to hear from you and tell us how things are going, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All righty. Thank you for calling, and you have a fantastic rest of the weekend, okay?
You too, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye now, and if you ever get a chance, please look me up for a private reading. Love to do a nice 40 or 50-minute session for you, especially with the angel cards. Really get some insights. All righty?
All righty.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Boop. Yeah, kind of funny how they make that noise. All right, just go on to just go on to our next caller. Let's just hit that button again. Okay, area code 084. Welcome to the show. Are you on the air? Oh, I'm sorry, it's 480. 480, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello? Hello? Let's see what we got going. Nope. Everything looks like it's working. Okay, area code 480. You're on the air. Welcome. Hello? Hello? Wanda. Wanda. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Psychic X Journey Man. I'm your host, and this is Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link. This is our show. We sit down and do 2 hours of readings. Tomorrow night, we're going to do 2 hours of readings, too. So join us for, I think we're around 11 o'clock tomorrow night and 11 o'clock Sunday night. So join us and join us and join us. And if you want to give a call in here now and get some questions answered, give us a call at 646-721-9031. We're sitting here talking about affirmations. So if you have a good affirmation you want to call in and share with everybody, please do so. If you want to take advantage of doing a private reading with me, private sessions, we actually have some good prices going on right now, which for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. For a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. For a one-card session, it's only $9.99. If you are a person who would like to get a couple multi ones, you know, like maybe a palm reading and a card reading and get some life coaching in there or something like that, we also have 90-minute to 2-hour sessions for only $77.77. So get in there before February 22nd when the prices will be going up. And if you are a person who knows someone who wants a reading, we do have gift certificates, and we also have blocks of time where you can actually buy sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5 blocks of time at those prices. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 for the details on those blocks of time and anything else that goes with the situation. Also, if you want to call me through Skype to get a face-to-face reading, that number is 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. But if you want to get a couple answers to your questions now, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And we were kind of going over and giving some kind of examples that you can use for affirmations. And the one I liked the most was, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Which actually opens the door to get exactly what you want. That was another good one, too. I like this. That you can format the way you want to tell yourself you were born to be loved, cherished, and adored. And say it to yourself over and over again. Sit down and write it. You know, like, I am loved. I am loved. I am lovable. I am love. Sit down and write it 20 times until you actually believe it. Or one like this, I am ready, willing, and open to receive my soulmate twin flame. If you have a certain particular person, put the name in there. To say, I am now ready, willing, and open to receive my soulmate twin flame. But put on the situation's love. I am ready, willing, and open to receiving my soulmate twin flames. Ruth, and then whoever put down flame, like for example, twin flames love now. I am ready, willing, and open to receive my soulmate twin flames love now. I believe that my soulmate, twin flame, Ruth Katie Louise Dye, exists, and I am deserving of her. And the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. Thank you. And if you want to say amen, whatever. But sit down and actually write that 20 times. Really feel it. Let it resonate with you. See how it feels when you're done with it. If you're not really feeling it, maybe you should say it a couple more times. Write it down and say it at the same time. You know, sometimes things are different. Some things work for other people that would not work for you. So it's the idea of making it personal for you. But anything you do, we also have, I saw this, it's a prayer for manifesting your soulmate, twin flame, where it's like, God and all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate, twin flame. And if you want to, you can put a name in there. I put down Ruth Katie Louise Dye. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame, Ruth Katie Louise Dye's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting. And so it is. It's very powerful, but like I said before, it's in this book called The Soulmate Secret by a lady named Ariel Ford. If you want to, you can just basically say, God and all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate, twin flame. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate's twin flame's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting, and so it is. Whatever works for you. That's how we get that resonance with you, okay? Things that really work with you, nobody else, okay? That's the key. How does it resonate with you? You know, the more I love myself, the more I love whoever. You know, you can sit there and say, the more I love myself, the more I love my twin flame soulmate. I love my soulmate twin flame, and my soulmate twin flame loves me. If you have a particular relationship that you were wanting to rekindle, reunite with, you can say, all difficulties between me and Ruth Katie Louise Dye, who is single, and are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful, romantic, deep, loving relationship now. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, the one here, I feel wonderful and feel fantastic now that Ruth Katie Louise Dye and I are together now as a romantic, deep, loving, committed to each other couple, having a wonderful, sharing, happy, fulfilling marriage and life together now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, thank you, no thank you. So you kick it in there and do that whole thing. Let's go back to our phones and see who's all coming in. I'd like to bring some people on the line so we can actually get some questions answered and really focus on you guys out there, what's going on, okay? So let's try. Let's get some people going on in here. All right, here's one for us. All right. Don't you love it when you push a button and nothing happens? Okay, let's try this again. Area code 610. Yeah, 610. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And how are you? And what's your name?
Hi. My name is Helen. And
Helen.
And I have a question about a friend of mine. Her name is Dorothy, and I really struggle with this. I'm wondering, you know, what is the message for me going on in my life? Am I supposed to, you know, just be more tolerant, or is this a message for me to, you know, to realize that this isn't energy costs that I shouldn't be allowing in my life, or
mm-hmm.
you know, so I really struggle with that, and I just wondered, do you get anything on like how I should be looking at it and what lessons I should be picking up and how I should you know, proceed?
Mm-hmm. Don't you love when people call you when you're busy? Okay. You know, the one thing I get with the most is it keeps saying, if it has a voice, then it needs to be experienced.
Mm.
And I was sitting there, when you said Dorothy, the first thing that popped in my head was the Wicked Witch of the North, or the West, or the East. It's just the idea of the Wicked Witch, and I was seeing this in Dorothy, how's her dog? And I was trying to get that image out of my mind, to tell you the truth. I don't want to see that. But it was interesting that I felt like that was the big thing I saw the most, was the idea, well, if it seemed like it does have a voice, it does seem like it needs to be experienced, and it's something to be more about learning something about yourself.
Yeah.
And I would say it's definitely on the level of tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like looking at people going, okay, this is how life works. Nothing bothers you unless you allow it. And people say, well, this person is driving you nuts. Well, you're allowing this person to drive you nuts. It's like, for example, I've had people say, well, this guy keeps calling me. Why does he keep calling me? Because you keep answering the phone. So we have to realize that sometimes listen to ourselves, and it says, okay, what should I do? Realistically, if you don't hear anything, I don't think our angels have to tell us what to do in every situation. I think the lack of information would tell us at that moment that since we're not getting any kind of instructions, which we've gotten instructions in the past on exactly how to proceed, we're not getting it. And I think that's the message. There's nothing to do. So therefore, if you have a person who's constantly calling you, you know, it's one of those things of honoring yourself and saying, okay, do you really want to talk to that person? If you come up with the answer and being truthful with yourself, no, you're not really being disrespectful to no one. Unless you pick the phone up and talk to that person, you're being disrespectful to yourself. Don't you love it? I think it's kind of amazing how we lose people so quickly in the process of answering questions. But I'm sure everything happens for a reason. I'm actually trying to get this back on. Don't you hate it when you push a button and you didn't push it? And then it does something. And then the buttons that you do push, you get no no connection. That'll drive you up the walls, huh? Anyway, I'm just trying to give everybody an idea about the idea of affirmations, to realize the affirmations that you're focusing on certain situations in your life is to bring about that positive change in your life. So therefore, whatever you think you should do, you should put into it. And I'm just saying at the end of it, put it down there, say this or something better, now manifest for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. That's basically saying exactly what you want. And I just say, the more you focus on that, it's one of those things, don't be surprised, you get exactly what you're focusing on. I think it's one of the things I'd love to sit down and talk with people and say, you know something? If you sit there and you're in a relationship with somebody and you're saying to yourself, I'm not ready for this, you're not being honest with yourself, because something you said or did, something that you put out in the universe, created this situation just the way it's unfolding. So you are ready for it because you're the one that called it in. So remember that next time something happens that you're not comfortable with, the angels are saying to you right at that moment, yes, you are. So see, follow through. See what happens. Like I said, now it's like I now have a perfect, satisfying, well-paying career in business. Just put it out there. You have a certain person in your life, Ruth Katie Louise Dye, is single and is coming to me easily and effortlessly. And now we're together in a wonderful, wonderful, deep loving relationship marriage. And these are the things you focus on, exactly what you do want. I always say, surprise, you got it. and it's yours. We're trying to get some technical difficulties here, so just deal with this. Well, you don't have to deal with them, just saying. I'm trying to get the studio to pop back up so we can get the phone calls back on here, because I saw a couple callers in there. And every time I push a button, earlier we were trying to get on the air, and it just kept on telling me, couldn't even log in. Go change your cookies. That drives me crazy, just hear the word cookies. Let's try this. Okay. Because what I was trying to do is bring up some boxes here and just get something going on. So I thought I'd share some of the information I have in my book, and also the situations most of us are also focusing on. That, but I'm just saying, it's what you want. You see a situation, you see a scenario, you see a vision, use it. Put it to your, take it to you and use it to your advantage to get exactly what you want. So don't feel, don't be scared, and don't let your fears keep you from where you want to be. Like here, I was looking at the focus of body image and that kind of stuff, so I just put down, I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I weigh 224 pounds and am in great physical condition, looking and feeling and being 25 years old now. You can also throw that other thing, and I've actually changed this a couple of times, where I say, I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I weigh 224 pounds, have a 33-inch waist, and am in great physical condition, looking and feeling and being 25 years old. I mean, that's the one thing to realize, that we can actually change all those things. Just that easy. But you have to believe it in your heart. Why is that not going on? Here we go. Enough to put you up the walls. It's kind of funny, too. We went to the computer to try to log on earlier. Couldn't do it. Go to a different piece of equipment. No problem. What's the difference? I do not know. That's one of the things we're trying to put the situation in here. We have two callers on there. I knew we did. And I was just trying to pull them up. And we have them. Okay, we got a 2012 as well. Okay, I'm looking at the same. We have three callers in the queue, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to go to... Actually, I'm going to look at the situation. If you want to get on the air, don't forget to push 1 so we can know that you want to be on the air. All right? So let's go to our caller. We're finally getting things to work now. Let's go to area code 386. Welcome to the show. How are you? And what's your name?
Hi, Donnie. This is Sheena.
Sheena?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you sound familiar.
Yes. I didn't press 1. I wanted to listen, but you know, now I'm on the air. I guess I should ask a question.
No, I was just saying, I was sitting there talking with everybody with two bad affirmations. There was this one I put out here which says, I'm happy and grateful now. I'm grateful. Okay, let me say it again. I am happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of money, clients, love, guidance, help, protection, abundance, perfect health, strength, energy that comes to me now. Thank you. Thank you. And I love the thank you part. The thank you just seems like it just puts an arrow and sends it into the direction it needs to go into, okay? So you go ahead and ask your question. Because I was trying to figure out, you're sitting there saying to me that you really didn't push 1 to get on the air. Correct?
Yeah, I just wanted to listen, but I actually do have a question. And I thank you for that affirmation. I've just been really emotional lately. My question is about the father of my child. I have been kind of trying to nudge him towards us getting our family back together, and he's dragging his feet, and I want to know, you know, if you can just give me some insight about how he's feeling, what's going on with that, so I can look at it at a, you know, perspective of, you know, try and be patient with him. But I, you know, the way I feel is that he doesn't want to be back in a relationship with me. But I don't know if you can tell me, you know, what you think.
Well, it's one of those situations you have to sit there and look at the situation of expectations. We all have our own expectations, and sometimes we have a tendency to impose them on other people, or we act, or judge it because of what's going on. And people say, I'm not a judging person. Anytime you make a preconceived notion on any kind of sense of the word, that's judgmental, because you're basically just reading it on the surface. You're not really getting all the information to actually make a conscious decision. So, because you're sitting there saying, hey, this guy, I don't think this guy wants to be in a relationship because he's not moving as fast as you want him to. And you're actually keeping an opportunity that could actually happen, but just allow it to unfold without no expectations. That's why I was talking. See, when I sat there and read the affirmation, I had, me personally, I was focusing on how can you, what's the one thing we want? We want unlimited money. We want unconditional, unlimited love. And basically everything we want, we can sit there and say, well, I want to make so much per week so I can live. But if you really look at it as in a lifetime commitment, exactly what you want is an unlimited flow of things to come to you. So it's a constant, and you are not feeling insecure that it's not going to happen tomorrow. That you know, from beyond a shadow of a doubt, I got this freaking unlimited flow coming. And if you put that out there and say what you're going to say, because I feel like the situation you're talking about, this guy, it's going to unfold. But putting certain expectations on it could actually not let it unfold, so therefore it wouldn't happen. Okay? I've heard so many people lately talking about certain things. You know, this guy's not calling me right now. And I'm starting to go, why should he? She goes, well, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't do that to somebody. See, that's your perception. You're thinking someone's being mean to you when a person is just being themselves and trying to deal with their lives and things that they're being hit with and things they're dealing with and emotions and that kind of stuff. So when you look at the situation, here's an affirmation for you. It says, the pursuit of happiness must always fail because it is based on a lie. Happiness is not outside you. Until you change the belief that happiness is somewhere else, you will never quite make it to realize it's within you. When you find a situation you're not happy with, it's telling you somewhere within yourself you're not being happy with you. Because your center is looking.
Well, we have a history together. We have a child together, and we have a history together. And there's a lot of things that happen between us.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I just.
I'm just saying with the situation, the history, and like I was there talking people about culture and certain things of hereditary. See, these are preconceived thoughts. When my mom says we have this hereditary disease in our life, in our family, but is it really true? You know, you're basically making a decision off of someone's statistics of what they're telling you. See, that's a preconceived thought. A preconceived thought. So, I lost me. It's just like the situation of going, okay, you want success in your life. It's the ideal key. Like I was the other day, I was like, what can I do when I get in the same kind of situations that could actually bring about a positive outcome? It's to stop focusing on them and to start focusing on yourself just with a simple affirmation of saying to yourself, I love. Raise your vibration up. I love, I love, I love. And see what happens. If we, by raising our vibration to more of a loving vibration, that we don't see a different turn in those people where they see us as someplace they want to be. Because right now we're thinking and we're focusing and we're raising we're actually lowering our vibration. We've heard I had a card, it talks about Archangel Michael protecting us from lower energies. Well, see, lower energies are those fears that pull us down. You know, it's like there is within each of us the possibility of magnificence. Every moment is an opportunity to make it manifest. Let the Spirit awaken you to a miraculous life. The Spirit is within you. So it's like, look at the situation. Sometimes we have a tendency to, like I said before, preconceived thoughts means we want something so badly that we're going to try to impose some things on it because of the reality of realizing one thing at that moment. That's just that's the perception of our reality.
Well, the thing is, me and my daughter were struggling, and I feel like us, you know, putting our family back together, it'll provide stability for my daughter, you know, more support or whatever, just to have some, you know, have someone there. And I am still in love with him. And, I mean, do you see him still in love with me or and wanting to make it work? Or what's the deal with this, you know?
I don't get the impression
What is he thinking, you know? Like, I want to get in that brain of his because he's a hard man to figure out. He doesn't communicate, you know what I mean? And I try to understand. He'll say, well, I want to, but his actions will show different.
Let's put it this way. You don't want to know what he's thinking because he's thinking too much. What you want to know is how he feels.
Yes,
which has something to do with thinking. Okay? Now, when we sit here and take a look at the situation, the ideal, the want, the need, desire is there. The feelings are there. Where's the motivation? The motivation can really happen if you see it and you feel it and you be it. Then he'll see you as a place where he wants to be. Right now, it's like, look at the situation. I want this situation. It's not happening. So I'm confused. So when he sits here and looks at the reflection that you're casting toward him, he sees confusion. So it doesn't give him any. The reflection he's seeing, it's not giving him any kind of direction. So what we're trying to say to you is, the more you go within yourself, the stronger you are, the more you know exactly what you want with unwavering faith, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I'm voicing my opinion to him. I'm telling him, look, you know, the situation's bad. You know, I think that it would be better for both of us to bring ourselves back together. You know, I need help with, you know, your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm voicing my opinion to him. I'm quite sure he knows,
mm-hmm.
you know, how I feel.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that. It's not the idea of knowing or not knowing. It's the idea of what he wants to do. You're sitting there saying,
yeah,
I think it's
like another woman, the reason why he doesn't want to, or he's not trying to.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I just want to make things very clear to everybody, even you, that even if there is a woman in the picture, she's not the problem. It's him and what he's going on within himself of why he would think that he can't go in the direction of you. Okay? You're giving all the logical reasons why he should, but I think what I keep getting with the situation is what he wants to have in his life to make him feel secure. And it's not the ideal of being with you and having a child and having a daughter. It's the ideal of certain things that are going within himself, of the fears that he's feeding into, okay? That's what I'm saying. You don't want to know what he thinks. He thinks too much. It's one of those things that we wish we could sit down with this guy. Okay, you need to take the energy that's in your head right now and bring it back down where it belongs, with this, which is in your heart center. And actually, I was going to recommend a book for you too, which is kind of like a cool book because of what it's called. And I'm trying to find it. There's one here. It says, "Excuse me, your soulmate's waiting." It's the idea of opening yourself up to realize that maybe the person that you're barking at right now is not the person that you're supposed to be with in the process of the security that you're looking for. The security you're looking for is within you. And when we talk about abundance and prosperity, and people say, well, I need a job to be abundant. I need a job to have abundance. When they don't realize that they have to have that within themselves now to realize abundance and prosperity is accumulation and experience. It's not money. Okay, and the book I was going to recommend to you is called Soul Love. Awakening Your Heart Centers by Sonia Rome. And basically, there's actually got a diagram in here, too. It gives you an idea of exactly what they're talking about, of what you're trying to connect with, what's more pieces of your soul, to realize in the process of pursuing certain things that we want, need, desire, is because of the lack of the connection that we have with our complete soul, the things we've given up throughout our lives. And that was just from the first three pages I read, okay? And it's something, it's like, it's, I feel like really cool with these books when you start reading them, and they just reaffirm that something you already know. Like this here, attracting a soulmate. Your heart center shines with the magnetic presence of your soul. You form soulmate connections on the soul plane. And the idea of being able to let yourself go there is the idea of looking back down to actually see that person that you're trying to pull back into your life or pull into your life. You draw a soulmate and other people into your life. You discover the higher purpose of your relationships. You learn and follow the universe laws of relationship. You join with your soul to discover obstacles, to dissolve obstacles to love. You discover new ways to love yourself and others. You release or change the forms of relationships to match your new vibration of love. You are in the right relationship with everyone when you're in the right relationship with yourself. Now, what they're talking about, the soul love and the heart connection, is basically when the head chakra, the heart chakra, and the solar plex chakra are working together, one and one. You pick up and you will sit there and know exactly what is happening with each person, situation, when you put that heart center into everything that's going on. Are you okay, sweetie?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just like, my TV is kind of,
okay.
I was like, I wonder if you can hear that.
I said, she feels like she's frustrated.
Well, yes, I am frustrated because I'm just frustrated. I had to
vent
tonight and to my, mm-hmm. to a friend or whatever. But I'm frustrated because I don't know how he's feeling.
Okay,
I don't.
All I'm saying to you is I want you to affirm. I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago who was always talking about when she's with somebody, when this happens, when that happens, when it's the idea of taking and looking at yourself and saying, this is something you want now. And if you already have that connection with that person, it's already happening. And when you start looking at the situation of how you really perceive that person, then it manifests in reality.
Because there is, another young man, but, and I'm like, I really don't think that we get along. He at first it was like he was barely answering my phone calls and, just whatever. And, as soon as he found out it was a possibility that I could be back with the father of my child, he
mm-hmm.
got upset and lashed out at me when I'm like, well, I took it as, well, you were interested in me, and now that you, feel like it's a, I want to get back with the father of my child, now you're upset, so I sometimes mm-hmm. I just don't get men. I don't get it. But I'm longing to be, when I was longing to be with this young man, he was not available. So now that I've, decided, well, okay, I want to work things out with the father of my child. But he's, like I said again, I feel like he's dragging his feet. And
mm-hmm.
I just feel like when I tell him the things that I go through, that me and my daughter goes through, I just feel like it doesn't hit him and he doesn't have compassion for what I'm telling him,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why would you want, your child and the mother of your child, if I'm, seeing you pouring my heart out to you and telling you, look, I want us to be back together. I want us to be a team again. I need, I want stability for our daughter again. I want, for us to work together and build on something again. And
mm-hmm.
he's saying, I want the same thing, but, not really showing me, you know, acting on it, then, you know, it's like, okay, well, then maybe there's another woman and he's not compassionate about, you know, his heart is not compassionate about what we're going through. Because I really, you know, use him for emotional support, you know, when I'm going
mm-hmm.
through, I'll say, hey, you know, this happened today, or, you know, I feel like this, I feel like that. And it's so frustrating because
mm-hmm. holy mackerel.
Like I almost feel like he doesn't care.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. You feel like you don't care because you don't feel like you cared for. When you find yourself in situations like this, it's just, I mean, you hate to sit there and tell people, but it's the truth. When you look at the situation and go, okay, I don't feel like he loves me. When actually, if you put the word a little bit differently and say, I don't really love myself right now because I don't feel like I'm getting back what I deserve. When the idea of what you deserve is what you should be giving to yourself. And it's not the idea of taking anything away from the situation, but it's the idea of putting things in perspective of saying, okay, you're sitting there expecting someone to give you something. More likely because of a need. Okay, and then what happens is you keep being put in situations where you need something, or you need something from him, or this whole thing. I'm just saying, when I sit there and picked up on this whole thing, it's the idea that you could feel so good about yourself if you went out there and proved to him that you can take care of yourself and that you got everything under wraps. Because I feel like once you did that,
then that's the whole problem.
Yes, but see, we can't put no ego on it. Let's say, well, he's just coming back because now I proved to him I can do it. No, you just showed your strength, which is what he's looking for. Because you said at one time, it's like sometimes we do have to take a look in the past and look at situations and go, okay, we were strong at one time, and maybe he sees the weakness. When he sees weaknesses in you, like we said before, when you reflect and look at him, it reflects back to you. Same thing with him, too. So when he sees these weaknesses in himself, it just keeps reaffirming the weaknesses in himself. So that's what he keeps presenting to you. I can't do this. I can't. I'm dragging my feet. I can't do these certain things. But I know for a fact, I've worked with so many people that when we start working on themselves and they become stronger and stronger, if this was the relationship that they were supposed to be with, they start seeing you as a place where they want to be. Nobody wants to be somewhere where that keeps there's a constant reflection of how weak they are. They want to be somewhere where they feel appreciated, just like you do, which is what you're saying right now. I want to be appreciated. It's not the ideal of realizing that, because we all get caught up in it, because that human side that says, you know, we need that connection to reaffirm it for us when we have to sit to do the work and reaffirm it for ourselves first. And then we always going to have somebody coming through to reaffirm it too, because they see it. They see it. Because now we're exhibiting it. And I'm not trying to make you feel frustrated at all. I swear I'm not. It's just the ideal to try those things. And I was there talking to you before about actually sitting down and actually doing some work anyway.
Mm-hmm,
so we can actually sit here and look at the situation and work it out. I mean, I don't know what your budget. I don't know what your budget is right now, whatever it is, but just the idea of sitting there telling you, okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we just do some work? And then later on, when you're in a better place, then you can compensate accordingly. But right now, it seems like the most important thing is to sit down and do some work with you to help you understand that the reaction you're looking for only starts within you. It starts within you first to get what's going on. Because I can sit here and look at the situation and look at both sides of the story, and I see that it seems to me like the emotions and feelings are mutual. It's the actions that we're not too happy with. I'm just saying, sweetie, let's just sit down and do some sessions and forget the money part. I just think it's one of those things that we need to sit down and we need to do something now, because you're wanting something now. And it's just the idea of actually giving you the tools to help you understand that for any changes that we want, it's like change your thinking. Change you will change the outcome of everything that's going on around you.
Okay, I definitely
I don't know, I'm tired after that one myself.
I definitely appreciate that offer. And, you know, I will certainly keep in touch. Because I'm at a point now where I just really need it. I really need to figure out what it is I need to work on so I can move past this feeling sorry for myself and, you know, just down and out and, you know, feeling not appreciated, not helped, not nobody won't listen. That's just how I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not about no man or whatever, even though I'm asking the question. I'm in love with the father of my child, you know, and I want to be able to be strong, but it's always, and you hit it right on the nail right on the head when you said, well, my ego will take me there, because I'll be like, well, now that I'm, you know, being strong and I'm doing what I have to do, and now he wants to come running back, and that causes some kind of resentment for me, because I'm like, well, he didn't want to be there, you know, through the tough times, but now that I've showed him that I can do this, now he wants to come running back. When I just, you know, need to say, you know, look at it from different sides and be like, well, would I want to, you know, be in a situation like, I don't blame him, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
would I move myself into a situation where I wasn't sure, where I was unsure about it? You know, but just like, mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't want to feel like waiting on him no more. You know, I don't want to feel like, well, I'm going to wait on him to make a step and then I'll do it. Because mm-hmm. I'm always having to be the strong one. You know, he's
Sorry.
The male. And I'm always having to make the first move so that he can say, okay, you know, now I'll see what I can do. Or, you know, I'm sick of that. It seems like there's no strong men, you know, especially in my community. They're all about putting females down, like the guy that, you know, I said was upset because he felt like I was back with the father. He was
mm-hmm.
you know, calling my phone and texting me and disrespecting me. Like, and then he said, well, I only did it because I was upset because you didn't answer the phone. Like, what in the, who does that?
You know, yeah, I was actually looking at this one. It says, do you love yourself? Say yes. And then it says, look at the situations you need to do to proclaim that you do love yourself. And it says, stop all criticism about yourself. Forgive yourself. Don't scare yourself by keep saying things like, you know, I suck. I'm bad. Oh, I did that. It's the idea of always focusing things in a positive way. It says, be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. Be kind to your mind, which means the ideal of, when it says be kind to your mind, it means don't let yourself be fed into negative thoughts. It says praise yourself, support yourself, be loving to your negatives. That means when the negative comes to the surface, let it come to the surface, honor it, and then take it and try to, and then forget trying, just turn it into a positive affirmation, which turns the whole, takes that, you honor that, you know, like you said, you take care of that. You love that negative to the point where you love it so much you turn it into a positive. And then it says, take care of your body. What it means by that whole thing is to realize one thing in life, that when you put all this stress on yourself and all these expectations and all these things and you don't go with the flow of life, you're actually harming your body. You're not really respecting and taking care of it. It also, there's a thing, it's called do mirror work. It's the idea that when you can sit there and look within the mirror and say all the things that you want to say to a significant other, then you love yourself. That's one good example of it. It says, love yourself and do it now. Also, take all these techniques and have fun with them, which means the idea of having fun with yourself. To realize one thing in life, do not limit yourself by statistics, medical opinions, time, or authorities. Okay? Look with the infinity, the infinite wisdom and capabilities of the universe itself, to realize that society doesn't go as in the sense of rules and regulations and all this other stuff of saying, you know, this is what you need to do. Anytime someone says you need or I have to, they almost like they want to do it now before they're proved wrong. So they know within themselves they are wrong. Okay? Think about those things. Let's tell yourself this. All I have to do is to use the power of my thoughts to create that which I desire. Okay, look at last year and said this, as in 2011, and say, this has been a good year. Doesn't matter how the year was. You just say, this has been a good year. I have learned a lot. I bless with love all of the experiences I have had in 2011 and look forward to all the blessings to come in 2012. And just tell yourself, so it is, so be it, so it is. Everything happens in the perfect time, space, what, you know, I'm always in the right place at the right time. Tell yourself that kind of thing, too. It's just the idea when you see a situation, that's what I was talking about before, the negative, honor the negative. What it means by honor the negative is take that energy and take the love that you have within yourself to focus on it, to turn it into a positive. Everything you are against can be restated in a way that puts you in support of something instead of being against. Like instead of being against war, be for peace. See, you're focusing on the positive side of the whole thing. I saw this in The Secret where it talks about people say there's a war on crime, there's a war on drugs. And if you look at these situations, when you declare a war on anything, what you usually get more of is war. And all the situations, because you're focusing, you're putting all the energy into war, into drugs, into whatever you got this war against, it's what you're putting your energy into. But when you start looking at the other side of the whole thing, we consider and say, yeah, duality does exist, but once you make your decision, you can only focus on one or the other. So in the process of living your life, duality doesn't exist. Or you consider and say, how to use it. Use the state of war as a motivation to find the positive. You know, like instead of war, be for peace. Instead of being against poverty, be for prosperity. Instead of being, you know, being a war on debt, you start focusing on prosperity or abundance. There is a voice in the universe urging us to remember our purpose for being on this great earth. This is the voice of inspiration, which is within each and every one of us. And it's the idea of how we're going to direct it in the right way we want to go with it. I'm just saying, instead of focusing on out there, if you sit there and look at the situation, what I mean by that is, when I was sitting talking about the other one where it says, appreciate everything and everyone, looking upon every experience you've ever had and everyone who's ever played any role in your life as having been sent to you for benefit. In this universe, which was created by a divine organizing intelligence, there are simply no accidents. So we look at the situation and go, okay, everything's playing out just the way it's supposed to. What am I supposed to learn? Open yourself up and realize there's a benefit. This is all benefiting you in some way. And we can always find the one thing. When we say benefit, that means it's in your best interest. Of looking at the situation and saying, okay, look at this dude that you're talking about. If you were with him right now, in the state and the condition he's in, what kind of life do you think you would have?
Not a very good one, just.
Right. So when we look, yeah. So when we look at the situation, is this not playing out in your best interest?
Yes.
Would you? As I said before, I wouldn't want to be with this crazy man. Oh, look at this phone number. It's got all these twos in it. 1 2 2. Okay, 2 1 2 2 2 2. I was sitting there doing some affirmations earlier with my... See, that's one thing I say, too. I always say, I don't say things in a negative, or I try not to. Like when people say, you know, you're talking about this certain girl. Who is she? Is she your girlfriend? Yes, she is. Because that's what I want. So I say those things. Remember one time I wanted to make $400 a week. So every time someone would ask me, how much do you make a week? $400 a week. And about 2 weeks later, guess what? I had an opportunity to sit down with my boss and ask for $400 a week. And guess what he said? I think he was impressed that I actually just walked up to him and said, I deserve $400. I didn't say I think. I said, I deserve $400 a week. I sat there and talked to him for about 5 minutes. He finally just looked at me and he shook my hand. He said, "Okay." And he just walked away, and it was amazing when you sit there and do things like that. Now, I always tell people to be very specific about what you want, because I said I want $400 a week. And I think I should have put on the whole thing about saying that that money will come to me every week, easily and effortlessly. Because every freaking week I had to go to that guy and get to blast $50. Because he didn't have the freaking backbone to tell his wife, who did the payroll, that he gave me a raise. But see, the one thing he did do, I was sitting there and say that for him, he did honor it, that he would take that $50 out of his own pocket. He always found ways to give me that money. But he was also looking for ways not to give me that money, because it was, you know, it was one of those things that he was, it wasn't because he didn't want to give it to me. It's because he was scared he was going to get caught by his wife. And I was just like, this is, so I felt like if I would have been a little more detailed and said, I make $400 a week, easily and effortlessly. It just comes to me like, rain to the ground, or something like that, where you just see that, you see the affirmation, but you can also feel like rain hitting the ground. It's a certainty. It always happens. When it rains, the rain hits the ground. It's like looking at situations as in sort of questioning it. You see it as a certainty. This person and me are destined to be together. So therefore, as this one part was talking about, I savor the waiting. I savor the waiting. So I'm enjoying it, because I know it's all happening for a reason, which is leading to the final outcome, which is me and her, or me and this job, or me, whatever it is, as in a reality of living it, experiencing it. And it's one of those things, it's okay to savor the waiting, because it's enjoyable to know at the end of this manifestation, or at the end of this process, it's a new beginning on something new again. So you see what I'm saying? Like, look at the situation. Realistically, when you look at the situation, you're wanting support. You're wanting a situation where you feel you can have the life that you want. So it's like taking the situation and putting it in perspective, of putting it out there to where that will happen for you. And let the universe, God, everybody else, give you the characters, the opportunities, and everything that goes along with it, to let that happen. So it's a win-win situation for you. And maybe I'm just saying, some of these variables that you're looking at might not be the components. The reason they're not falling apart. You know, like this boyfriend you're talking about, he may be a square peg and you're trying to jam it into a round hole. So he needs a little bit of work on him. You know? Because we all get resentful. I'm not getting what I deserve. Well, when you say that, stop for a minute and say, I'm not getting what I deserve. Who's responsible for your happiness?
Me.
You are. So when you start thinking about it, okay, maybe I'm putting too much pressure on somebody who really can't give me what I want because he's not capable.
But he pretends that he can, you know.
Well, it just tells you that he's got situations. He's got more situations and more things he needs to work on that you never thought about. You know, it's like buying a car and find out it looks great on the outside until you open up, there's no engine. And you start thinking, oh, that's just too much work. And then you start telling yourself, do I want a fixer upper? Or do I want the whole model that I can just drive off and have fun with, where we're both going in the same direction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you look at him, he's looking at you. Go ahead. I don't want you to put expectations on every freaking man out there, because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure, saying, okay, there's no men out there who have any strength to stand up and actually say what they want to say. And you're like, well, thank you. I just feel like I got insulted. I'm just saying, it's like one thing, I'm not going to take it personal. I'm just saying that this is more about you, of saying, I don't want you to set yourself up for failure, because if you put that energy out there, that affirmation that says there are no good men anymore, all you're going to do is keep finding men who are not good, who are not going to be able to follow through. So you need to change that. So, okay, look at yourself in the mirror going, how can I change it into a positive? I only need one man, and he's out there. I can feel it in my heart. He's already connected to me. It's just for me to open up, go through a process of letting God heal my heart, and releasing all the barriers that's keeping me from this great love. And let go and allow it to happen. And what you're going to find out, it's either him or somebody else is going to step up to the plate, and this guy's going to be a thing of the past. And when I always tell people, just because, let's say everything falls into place and you did just that, the answer is he's not the one, because somebody stepped into the picture who took the responsibility. So in the event of the person that this guy here comes forward and you start saying, well, he just came forward, what do I do now? You stick with the one that's working, not with the one who's still on the outside, because he's still on the outside. He made a decision too late. And usually when people see that, we got to look at the situation and ask ourselves. Or maybe we don't even have to ask ourselves. We just look at the situation and go, okay, if we were meant to be together, then the component of the person who's in my life right now would simply fall to the wayside, and then in favor of who's supposed to be there, he'd be that man. But see, it didn't happen that way. And that's what I'm saying. As we go through the next couple of months of letting the pieces fall into place. But when things don't...
This other man that gotten upset when he thought I was with her, you know, do you think that his intentions were because of his own ego? He just got upset and he felt like he was being rejected, or he really has some feelings and wants to...
It's the ego tapping into those insecurities and using them against him to keep him from where he really wants to be at. But see, that's the point. Those are there. They're still being used. They're still working against him to keep him from where he wants to go at. And it took a situation of insecurity and jealousy to sit and look at a person who says, I love you unconditionally. I'm sorry, but we can use the word here, bullshit. He was lying to himself. You see?
What do you mean by when you say that he was lying to, like,
himself. He sat there and said, okay, I can be there for you. Well, instead of being there for you, something happened that he questioned and that he judged. Not because of who you are, but because of what he thought. When he could have gone to the source, which is you, ask the questions. And he didn't. Even if he did ask the questions, he didn't believe the answers. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, look at the situation like this. It's like the idea of clear the slate. Mr. Windshield Wiper, clear this all out. Start focusing on yourself. And then when the person who actually crosses your path and actually sees you for who you are and what you represent, that's the person. So if you consider look at these people, and they're still not being, they're not, how am I with this? They're questioning it. If they're questioning, they're not seeing you. They're still judging because of where they've been, what they've gone through, experiences, instead of looking at the truth, which is being presented to them at this moment, which is you. So take the next couple of weeks and just focus on you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you again.
I'm just saying, get you some time. When you got some time aside, give me a call. Sit down. Don't worry about any kind of compensation or money or anything like that. Just work it. Just worry. Well, that's the way the word works. Just focus on what you want to accomplish, what your agenda would be by the ideal sitting down and working together, okay?
Okay.
And you're welcome.
I'd like to have any more callers.
I got
put me on mute, callers.
I got like four callers, and I really want to get to them. Plus, I want to correct it echoing.
I hear it.
My head is like, oh gosh, I got like 10 people talking to me at the same time, and it's me. So. But you definitely keep in touch with this. Like I said, you get some time to decide. Please let me know, and I'll be happy to sit down and work with you, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling. And you have a fantastic weekend, all right?
All
right. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
This, if I'm not mistaken, let's get this back up here. All right. Our next caller, which is 910. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Lori.
And I was going to say Lori what? Okay, I don't know where that came from. Anyway. Lori.
Yes.
Why are you not smiling?
I'm just trying to shake off some negative energy. I'm working on it.
So if people come by your window right now, would they think you were having convulsions?
Oh. Mm-mm.
Unless you're not shaking that hard then, huh?
No.
Maybe you should do one of those, like those, what's that guy's name? Richard Simmons. Just shake it off. Shake it off.
That works. Like if you imagine yourself with a bunch of leeches attached to you and just physically shake it off, it really does work. And I'm feeling much better now than I was an hour ago, but me mm-hmm. picking up on someone else's energy, it was overwhelming.
Yep. I know. It's one of those things that takes practice with certain things. It just... You feel it, and you just shake it off and say, I don't need to feed into it.
Well, plus I got to keep reminding myself to stay positive and be faithful that this is all going to work out, just like that sense of knowing I already had for a while. And you want to hear something ironic? I just realized earlier when I was doing my affirmations and such
mm-hmm.
about all this situation going on, I stated that this was going to happen today.
Stated what was going to happen today? All the stuff that just unfolded? Really?
How being questioning and so forth.
Uh-huh.
How things started taking a step forward and start moving forward and being mm-hmm. questioning about the situation.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's totally flipping out over it and making negative comments, even on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, just don't lose your mind.
Ah, I love this one. It says, serve people's souls rather than their personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Tap into the spirit, the spiritual part of that person, and you'll start realizing that this negative, defensive, that's just surface personality bullshit. What really goes on is to really tap into someone's soul to realize who they really are, what they're really all about, and to really tap into that calmness. Of course, we're all going to sit there and say, well, I wish they'd tap into it, too. Circulate.
That's right, because he's a kind, gentle soul, but he's just got a lot of, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like I was sitting here talking about before about when we start perceiving certain things with people that might just happened, we have to realize that sometimes we pick things up and go, okay, maybe it's just a negative stuff I'm picking up from somebody who's thinking that might happen. When sometimes when the situation is hitting us, because we're not part of it. We might actually be picking it up. I had this one with Doreen Virtue where she had a client came to her that her angels told her was going to die, and they needed to and she needed to tell her that. See, that's what I don't like about some of these psychic clients and stuff, though. You can't do things. That goes against the whole principle of everything that happens in the first place of passing on messages to other people. It's because the messages has to be conveyed and passed on in this whole context. If there's anything about medical or anything goes along with it, you're doing an injustice. No justice here. And
mm-hmm.
and this one particular one, if the angels told her she needed to do this so this lady could prepare for what was going to happen. So therefore, no shocking. You know, a lot of us have a tendency of certain things they always wanted to do. But if something came along to one day and said, okay, this is what's going to happen to you. You need to prepare for it because it's not the end of anything. It's just another transition to something else in a new phase part of your life. If you had the heads up, that transition would probably be a whole lot smoother than some of the things we've had before.
Uh-huh.
So when people, it's like looking at someone and say, okay, if you lose your job, you're looking at this career as your life. It's not. It's a part of you.
I don't feel that. I understand exactly where you're coming from, and that's true, because with one, just like me, losing my job recently.
It was all in your best interest. It was all for your, it was a win-win situation for you when you finally
yep.
go and let it allow it to happen. That's a lot of people out there go, well, I've been I've seen a lot of people. I've been in the military for this long. This is my career. But if you really look at the situation and look at other people who have retired, they went on to something else. So to sit there, that's your ego telling you that you have to hang on to something because there's nothing else afterwards. When you know in reality, that's not true.
I don't think he's going to lose his job, though.
So. Yeah, but it could be simply like the transition. You know, we tell people all the time, the idea of interpretation, there are so many ways it could go. Of looking at a situation where what you're seeing, you do see him losing something. But it could be part of this job, but it could be also the idea of a transition into something as in promotion or something higher up than where he's at now. So the part, the place that he's in right now would look like death because it's coming to an end. But we also know for a fact it's an illusion too, because death is not even the end. Circulate energy among your heart centers as you prepare to meet people.
It could just be a matter of transporting him elsewhere.
Let's just transition. We can simplify it. See, be creative in connecting your heart centers. Use your imagination. So therefore, when he starts doing stuff on the surface, tap into the heart center. See, by tapping into the heart center with your own heart, you're tapping into the true feelings of what's going on. When you do that, it's like turning on the television. When you turn the television on, it gives you the whole picture.
Well, it's funny because he wasn't responding at all until I sent him a text that said, I have a strong feeling that you really need a hug right now. And sure enough, he responded back and goes, yep. And he came back with this other stuff. And I'm like, don't be talking stuff like that because that worries me. People start talking about the stuff like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, he wouldn't respond. He would not act on that. He's too smart for that. But that's just the emotions that he's feeling.
Mm-hmm. Say this.
He's just that angry, you know?
Yes. No, I've
and he shouldn't let, isolating himself, shutting himself off. Doesn't want no one to bother him, so he's just going to sit there and have a pity party. Doesn't help any. Just, you end up, when you sit there in isolation and just let it stew up into yourself like that, it just makes matters worse. Makes you feel worse. Instead of focusing on letting it go and trusting everything that's happening is happening for a reason.
Always remember, when you have a party, you have to go out and get party favors.
That's
anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
No fun doing it alone either, so come on now.
Yeah,
you know?
You can sit there and you know, misery lies company. Invite me over.
Exactly.
It says, say to yourself, when you have situations like you're talking about, when you do this, seriously do this. I did this one time. We was working out, and my thing would do when they're working out and they're doing like curls or something, you feel no pain. No pain. You feel nothing. Keep going. Keep nothing. And it's been proven that when the brain and your mind hears that, it's been a proven technique over and over again. NASA did this, and they started doing it with the Olympic athletes, that the mind cannot distinguish between non-physical and physical.
How do you think that they walk on the coals without
being hot coals
without burning the bottom of their feet?
As long as you don't imagine yourself eating a hamburger, you won't cook. Okay, I now see this. I do this. I've done these things before where people start doing things. And this one here, when someone says to you something negative, you say, I now choose peace and love. Peace and love. I am peaceful. I am joyful. I am happy. And you just keep saying to yourself, I remember this one person, real negative, and we'd picked him up late from work, and he wanted to cash his check, and he'll say, I know we're not going to make it. And I was in the backseat going, we're going to be 10 minutes early. And we actually showed up 10 minutes early. So I'm just saying, with the situation, the certain things we're seeing, every time we hear anything, not just with ourselves, but even with other people, we consider and say, nope. I know what's up. This person's refusing to see something. What would that be something be?
Well, he's going through this for a reason, you know.
Choose
part
love.
Of it.
Choose love. Surrender seriously, think about this. Choose love. Surrender the desire to hurt. Because we, like what I was talking with the last caller, when she was like, this guy's making her angry because he won't stand up to the plate. But see, that's her. So look at the thing, okay? Look at the situation. It's not one of those things of being hurtful or judgmental. It's the idea of looking at a person saying, you want him to stand up to the plate because you need to stand up to the plate. You need to stand on your own 2 feet. And you need to prove to your, not just your, to the world, but to yourself, that you can take care of yourself. You can take care of your child, and you can do it because people do it.
Once she gets past that mindset, then mm-hmm. she won't feel so needy anymore. She has to realize that she's more valuable than what she gives herself credit for.
Yeah,
lift
your soul.
And she can do a lot more that, because I was the same way when I was married, and I was fearful of leaving because of being alone and raising the kids by myself and didn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hold on for 1 second. We got 90 minutes. I'm sorry, 90 seconds left the show, and I just want to say thank you to everybody out there. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you for all the donations and readings and everything. We've done this last year, and we will make this year 10 times better than it was last year. So out there, if you're thinking about it, get a reading, get a session, start doing something for yourself, because every time you get a reading and you take that money, and you're not investing that money in You're not investing that money in me. You're investing that money in yourself because you're the one who's seeking the answers. And you're making a choice to go get those answers. You're also making a choice to change your life. So do it and give us a call. It's 740-500-8863. And take advantage of the sessions that we got going on right now. If you want to do a face-to-face session, give us a call at 740-601-9835. Or if you're more comfortable, contact us through the website. www.psychicxjourneyman.com. But do it. I would love to work with each and every one of you guys to find those answers and to see you change your life, because every time someone changes a life, it changes this world into more positive, and you also see that the world is abundant and prosperous. Thank you, and may God and the angel bless you every minute of every day, and join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern for another 2-hour session of answering questions. So give us a call. And also, if you don't get on Saturday, give us a call on Sunday. We'll be here at the same time. All good night. And all the people in the queue, we're going to get to each and every one of you guys. So stay where you're at. And just get back to Lori and the situation. I didn't mean to cut you off. And please continue your thought.
Oh, crap. Oh, about her being worthy, feeling that she has to have him when she just... It's all a matter of looking within yourself and realizing that you are capable of doing anything you put your mind to, that you are beautiful, you're wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's all about self-love. And this is something I've had to learn mm-hmm. in the last few years on my own after being married for 17 years. So if I can do it and walk away from a 17-year marriage like I did and go alone, which I've, here it is 2 years now, mm-hmm. and... my life is much better than it ever has been.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And if I can inspire anyone else to do the same as I did, because I was limited.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I was limited by my own fears and having lack of trust and faith in my own self.
No, I was I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. I was looking at this statement. It says, declare today that you are free from others' desires for you. Now, you
I am free.
Yeah, but listen to this. When you say, when you declare to yourself today, declare yourself that you are free from others' desires for you. What you're actually saying is, when you cut that off and you're free of that, you stop doing the same thing to other people. You see how it works when you start focusing on you in a positive way, as looking at it in a positive direction.
Yeah.
Just like it says in Doreen Virtue's book, in the process, when you heal yourself, so do you heal the world. And it's like more positive people coming to the positive side.
It changes. Because I was very, I don't know, had negative, well, I was a positive person, but I still had some negative attitude, especially when it came towards men, you know, and a little bitter. Harsh a lot of times to guys and so forth, and it was
a little.
Okay. Yeah,
I had
quite
to set
a
my
bit
head back
actually.
On.
My son actually told me, he's like, you know, Mom, you don't have to be so mean.
I had
not everybody. Not everybody's the same way.
That's why I said that one day I had to sew my head back on. Snap. Okay. Anyway. Lift. No. See, what you do is you take this and do this. Experience love. Experience and love your feelings. Experience and love your feelings. See, it doesn't matter what kind of feelings they are. Every time you experience and love your feelings, it makes it easier to turn it into a positive. I was also looking at one that says, lift solar plex energy into your heart center to be transformed into love. So you take that up. See, what you're doing is the energy that you have in your solar plex, you're lifting it up to your heart. So therefore, the solar plex chakra can do what it's supposed to do, and the ideal of it's for you. A lot of people who don't, like people who love through their unevolved solar plex center, may try to control you. See, so they're not using the energy in a correct way. They're letting it make them feel more fearful that they are not in control.
Yeah.
See, because we have to look.
It's the fear.
But it's also it's like when we look at the situations of energy centers, it's like looking at water. They all flow. When you allow them to flow, they always work in your favor. It's when you try to divert them. Like in the situation of we build dams and stuff. You know, and in some situations, when you don't do it correctly and you don't do it for the right reasons, what happens is you're just building up something and later on is going to explode. It's going to wipe you out the face of the earth. But when it's done right, and it's, seriously, look at the dams that have a tendency that when they're working right and they're correct, and you let them still continue to flow, they still work for you, don't they? They actually create energy and electricity. But when you sit there and try to take those things to hold something back, just for the point of holding back, those things usually don't hold very long, and they usually end up working against you. The will to love. Receive your soul's stable, steady, and consistent love for you. Watch your inner dialogue and change any negative thoughts about yourself into positive ones. Like we said before, take any kind of emotion that comes to the surface, let it come to the surface, honor it, and then look at it. Because it's easy to do. Like, you know, say, my life is crap. And then you sit there and say, crap is good for my crops. So you see, you can take it, divert it, and make a positive out of it. Of even looking at the idea of putting crap on your crops is actually creating life. So you see, it all works. You just got to give yourself a chance to realize in the process of being a creative being, not the idea of just creating a manifestation, but also creating things to build up to the creation of the fulfillment of that manifestation. So it's always a creative process because you're a creative person. Notice whatever you use. Okay, let's say it one more time. Notice whatever you use your will to force yourself to do something. Stop pushing yourself and feel the softness of soul love that allows you freedom to do what you want and love to do. So it's the ideal. Think about people out there always sitting there going, I can't start a business. I really can't do what I really want to do because I need money to do that. What they're saying is, by changing your attitude and start focusing on your intent of what you really do want,
you turn it around to be a positive thing.
Yes. So it says, catch yourself if you are imposing your will upon others by desiring them to act in a certain way, in certain ways. Fill up.
Well, there's another way of looking at that. And I was just telling my girlfriend a little bit ago on the phone about that. It's like when you turn a negative into a positive, then you're taking your focus off the situation in a negative way, right? And you're pretty much putting in a positive, but then you find yourself letting go of the situation. Once you let go of the situation, then at that point, God can take over and do what it is he wants to do. But as long as you hold on to it, you kind of just keep yourself kind of stuck in the situation and causes more headache, more stress, more worry. I mean, more grief on yourself than you need to. When all the most important part is to remember to let go and have faith that everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to. And the affirmations is the best way of doing that.
And that's what we're saying. It says, catch yourself if you are imposing your will upon others by desiring them to act in a certain way, in certain ways. Fill up your soul's will to love and release these desires.
And if you catch those negative thoughts, like one thing that Bell suggests is like imagine a big giant eraser and erase those thoughts and quickly replace it with a positive statement to replace that negative one.
And don't you dare catch yourself creating a freaking eraser that breaks, okay?
There you go.
Says renew your love with someone you may have forgotten by soul linking and feeling the love you have for this person's soul. A love that endures throughout time. See that? So it takes us back to the first part I was saying before when we were talking about relationship. What happens first, the physical or the spiritual? It just says right there, the physical part happens because of the connection that you have. You're connecting with their soul. You're connecting, and seriously, when we say connect to the essence, that's the soul, that's the spirit, and that's what you're connecting to. And realize, it's like I've said before, the body, the human body is like a, like is like your Mustang. And if you're sitting there saying, my body needs to do this, and you're making decisions accordingly, that's like getting your Mustang and saying, okay, should I stay with my husband? And really expect an answer? You know, a lot of people get in their Mustangs when they're all messed up, and they do things. The next thing you know, they get a DUI. See, they made a mistake. The same thing happens with the body. When you sit here and drink too much and you start listening to your body, you get yourself in the situations that go, oh, I accidentally had sex with somebody. What? And you start realizing that you're not connecting with your own soul, spirit, essence either. You're allowing your body and your emotions to make decisions for you when all they were created for to do was to connect with the soul and to express how you feel once you've already made a decision and what direction you're going to go and who you're already with. So you feel the patience of your soul throughout the day. Be kind and patient with yourself and others. Detect and let go of any impatience or rush. See, nothing has to be done right now. Unless you've got some instructions, like we talked about before. If you're sitting there going, okay, I just saw my ex-boyfriend. What should I do? Oh, my God. And you're sitting there going, was there any, and did you hear anything? Did you actually really cross paths, or did you just see him? And 9 out of 10 times what you get here is a person who has seen somebody. For some reason they think, okay, since I've seen them, I have to do something, some kind of action. But it's been proven and said that if you don't, because every time we've had any kind of situation, think about it, you're driving down the road. You're looking for your street. You're trying to find a new place. You miss it. All of a sudden you get this feeling, impression, vision, some kind of instructions to go back, and then you find out you missed it. Well, it's the same thing with everything else in your life, and especially relationships. If there's nothing, no instructions, then there's nothing to be done. There's no action to do. Okay? So don't do anything. And when you do get instructions, a direction, or divine guidance that you know you need to do something, then put yourself completely into that action. But it's the same thing too. When you don't, there is no actions. Put your, I guess you could say, put yourself completely into the non-action to realize that we all have that bad habit of thinking we gotta do something, gotta do something. But if you have a person or an ex-boyfriend that's across the room, you haven't crossed paths. Crossing paths is like the person you're dancing with. You cross paths. You want to dance? Okay. You see the interaction, communication. That's the difference between seeing someone across the room. The one thing's difference is, one thing we're working on within relationships is communication. If there's no communication, more like there's no action. And there's nothing you have to do. You know, forgive yourself today for something you feel you did wrong or could have done better. Okay, since your soul's consistency, unwavering love for you, just that's all you need to do. You made a mistake? We all make mistakes. Looking for that one mistake that you made to do, it's not the ideal. Looking for it to blame yourself for anything, it's just looking for a place to start to turn things back around. Spread love and goodwill everywhere you go. Search out situations and people to radiate love to. Like at Christmas time, I think the one thing that I think I was so caught up in is the idea to find those guys with the red buckets. It was just the idea of expression. I was always very happy in the pursuit of finding these guys with these buckets and giving that money. And then after that, I let it go. Didn't care. I mean, last month I got kind of caught up in the whole thing. I didn't remember doing this, but for some reason it was set up that way that I would be giving donations, a $20 donation every month to St. Jude's Hospital. And then all of a sudden it popped out unexpectedly. But in the process of worrying about something, I realized later on that there was no sense of worrying about it. It all happened for the reason, and everything seemed to still work out. Bills got paid, things got taken care of, even a certain sense of more prosperity happened too by just letting go of the whole thing and realize it was all happening for a reason. Smile without needing others to smile back. Yeah.
Can I add something to that?
What?
Can I add something to that about things
only
happening
if you got
$4 and
changing, whatever? Yes. Hey, guess what time it is?
I like to got to remember one important thing to remember, and that's because the reason why I'm reflecting on this is because it's what I'm going through now.
Okay.
When things start rolling or going into play, things seem to change. And sometimes they change when we don't expect it the way we expect it, and it gets very scary. That's when it's very important to stand strong on your faith and believe that it's going to be for the best of everyone involved. This is what I'm having to remind myself right now at this moment with my current situation.
Yes.
Because the things that I want to fall into play that I've been praying about is going to take a significant change in the whole situation. So I feel that this is just the beginning of some big changes coming.
Yeah.
Not on my aspect of it, but for him. For both of us, actually, but mostly on his part.
Right.
So, yeah, because I've been asking for him to come closer, so what's a better way for him to come closer? Just be removed from where he's at. Not that he's going to lose his job, but, you know, just maybe relocated and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it just seems very scary because the last thing I want to do is anyone to lose their job, but it's just a way of perceiving the situation.
Oh, I just read this one here. It was kind of funny because it says, experience your soul's patience. By
and that
patient.
Is a tough one sometimes. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Listen. No, that's okay. I'll find you later.
I know, you're smacking me around a little bit on that one. So go ahead.
It says, experience your soul's patience by being patient with yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul, it says your soul's will to love is always patient. It's just the idea of allowing yourself and taking away the expectations we put on it to say, okay, it needs to be done this way or it needs to be done that way.
No expectations, no disappointment.
Release your desires for others. Experience the softness of soul love. At that, I was sitting there talking, we said this before, I was sitting there going, what's that mean? It means that the moment you catch yourself trying to impose any kind of expectations or something you think should be done is the idea of stopping at that moment, taking 3 deep breaths, and then feeling how it resonates within your chest, your heart, and your soul center. Well, it's actually the heart center. How does it feel to realize that you are a naturally loving, caring person, and that the soul is always that way? And when you start doing that, you start realizing that these things that we think we have to do are these things that we think we have to deal with. We start realizing that they all start falling to the wayside because they're just an illusion of something that our expectations of yesterday created.
Mm-hmm.
And once we let that go, we know. That's what I'm saying. Once you let go, you know.
Everything just seems to come to you once you let go and let things start flowing.
The will to love. Your soul's will to love becomes your desire to love. You express your soul's consistent, soft, enduring, and patient love. Observe as your soul it sends light to stimulate the hidden point. You know, when I was sitting there talking about her when she was on the show earlier, I was saying that every time you see any kind of, like she said, and said, he should do this, he should do that. When all you can see in the process of doing that is things that she needed to go and focus on herself. I still feel like the situation there is a person seeing weaknesses. Not seeing her weaknesses, but in the process of her weaknesses, he's seeing his own weaknesses. So he doesn't want to see that. But I do feel like it's like this. I mean, you go into when you go camping or something, and you look at the freaking tent, it's cold. You don't want to go in there. Now, of course, a lot of us will still do it anyway. And we'll go in there. But once we commit ourselves to that situation, we don't realize how important we are to the warmth of that tent, of that environment, Which came,
well, the more bodies, the warmer the tank comes, and then you're nice and
that's
cool.
That's true, too, but it began with you.
Mm-hmm.
It begins with you. It's that inner energy being radiated out to the whole thing. If we didn't have that inner energy, do you realize we would, if you didn't have inner energy or inner source, if you didn't have any kind of energy source within you at all, you would freeze to death. So it's traced back to the source of what that's all about, being created in the image, to actually be able to radiate. And I said this the other day to somebody, I said, you're looking down this path, you see the light, but you can't find the light. Where is the light? You didn't realize at that moment, but you were the light. You were radiating and illuminating your own path because you chose. And why is that? Because people say, well, God lights the path for you. Not when you become one. Did anybody see that one poem? It says, I'm walking down the beach. It's me and God walking down the beach. There's two sets of footprints. All of a sudden, there's only one set of footprints. Why?
As God fits, because he's carrying you.
Yes, but realistically, you become one. And you work together as co-creators. See, you're in your mind, you're saying, I want to move on. God picked you up and lifted you. And guess what? You're going forward. You made the choice, okay? You made the conscious choice and said, this is what I want, need, and desire. God came behind you as a co-creator, and guess what? He created the movement. And as long as you allow yourself to go with the flow, you always work as one. So therefore, all those things out there, they're easy to accomplish.
Yes.
I'm sorry, am I just too...
No. I'm just releasing still, that's all. Don't listen to me.
Next time you do that, tell me to duck. That hurt. Anyway, I want you to, if you want to, stick around, please. And I just want to see what you got going on. Sometimes
yeah.
People hang out, some people don't. I want to get to this one caller real quick, because she's been waiting for a while, which is 212, which I think is a new caller, but I like the number. I was trying to tell you a while ago, I was watching at that time I was talking to you, we first started talking about certain things, and I was noticing, like I said before, if you sit here and listen to the show, I was sitting there reading my affirmations. And I was kind of hesitant to mention a certain person's name, but there was also fear with it, so therefore it had to be expressed. So then I started saying exactly what I really wanted to do was the ideal to help people understand the full extent of what the affirmation I just wrote.
Yep.
So I wrote it. I said, I am a very successful business. No, I have. I did change that too, like you said before too. I rearranged it because someone gave me some good advice. It was you. I said, I am happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, joyous, romantic, spiritual soulmate, twin flame, relationship marriage with Ruth Katie Louise Dye. We are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now and forever. I said, thank you. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a very successful business, being a successful, happy, compassionate, abundant, prosperous, well-paid, financially compensated, psychic, medium, spiritual advisor, doing very powerful, insightful angel readings, palm readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, using all my gifts and talents to help everyone who crosses my path. Now, thank you very much. I haven't finished yet. Then it says, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concern. Now, I want you guys to understand one thing. In the process of reading your affirmations and that kind of thing, it doesn't really care how fast you go. Because actually in the spiritual realm, things are actually a little bit faster on a higher vibration. So what you're actually doing at that moment is the point of really getting really comfortable with your affirmations and saying them just that fast and being able to be very precise and very accurate. Means the ideal, the energy that you just did, rose. So therefore, you're getting yourself to the point where you're actually going to be on the same level as the manifestation.
Johnny?
Yes.
I just shuffled the cards as you were talking those affirmations. And I got ready, set, go, and explore your options. Explore your options is about, hold on a second.
I'm happy and grateful for Ruth Katie Louise Dye being single and calling me, which led to us being together now. Led to us being together and married now. Thank you very much. And we'll be right back at this word from our sponsors. Do you have a headache right now? Bare aspirin. Okay, we're back from our commercial, and we just want to sit there and put it out there for you. And I understand what you're coming from, but I just want to as you're sitting there going over these cards and stuff that you're going to tell us about what that means, I just want to bring on this one caller
okay.
to just join us as you're sitting there doing your little thing, okay? And that would be, like I said before, I hate when I push buttons and nothing happens. Okay.
Well, quit pushing the wrong buttons.
No, I pushed the exact button, and it just looked at me and said, "You're weird." No, I'm not. Okay, I want to sit there and say, right now, area code 212, you're on the air with us right now, so therefore, join us. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, how are you? I'm Anna. It's a pleasure to be on with you two.
And where are you? Are you in the, are you like in the underground? Because I was like, the first thing I thought of.
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh.
Cleaning my dog's teeth.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's cleaning the dog's teeth.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting there looking at your number on your phone, and I'm not gonna tell everybody what your whole number is, but there's actually three numbers in this thing that are actually together. I was looking at the 212, and actually trying to find my angel book. What did I do with it? Don't you hate when you lose your angel book? Here we go. Okay. The angel, the 212. See, I was trying to look at my angel book to see what the combination means, because you actually have a 212 and a 222 in your phone number.
Yeah, I have a lot of twos. I'm perfect.
Yeah, so I sat there and looked at it. So I was looking. First, we're going to zip off to see what 212 is. 212 is the more you believe, the better everything turns out. Believe and trust. I love that one. And then we have 222, which means trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. Now, I've always had problems with this in just a little bit, because when I read the books and stuff, it says, you know, when your affirmations,
yeah.
You should do your affirmations, like you should sit down and write them out for like 20 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you sit there and do that. But I was sitting there, and as I did more research on the whole thing, what it's saying is when you sit down to do your affirmations, you really get into your affirmations. But once that's done, then you do the action, which means go out and live your life for the rest of the day. So I was like, okay, we got the whole thing going on. Because I was sitting there telling people, you can have affirmations for everything. There was one in here that I actually wrote. When I was sitting reading this one, where I said, "How can we get an unlimited flow in our lives?" I said, "Well, just unlimited flow." So I put down, "I'm happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of money, clients, love, guidance, help, protection,
yeah.
abundance, perfect health, and so on, that's happening to me now." And I even put down this one thing. I said, "I have a perfect, healthy body that looks, feels, and is. I'm being 25 years old, and having the strength of 10 men." Being stronger, younger, and healthier, having a balanced, muscular, trimmed body. Now, you know, that's my thing. But I'm just trying to give people insights on saying, if it has a voice, then write it down. I mean, this one right here, this came to me. This is not in the books. It's like when you start looking at other people's affirmations and you start working with them and you try to reformulate them so they fit you personally, you actually start coming up with affirmations that are just for you. And this one here was like, "I'm happy and grateful for Ruth Katie Louise Dye being single and calling me, which led to us being together and being married now." So it's like it starts off with something as in an action, and it also has in the same thing with the affirmation of the outcome that you want. And that's why I keep telling people to be very honest about exactly what you want. If it happened right now, are you going to be a dumbass who sits here and goes, "She wants to get married"? Wouldn't that what it said in your affirmation? "I don't know if I want to do that now." Well, you should have thought it before you sat there and manifested it. So therefore, you're being very mean and insensitive to somebody who you just called in. You called in the one. There she is. What are you going to do about it? You're going to act like a wuss and let the world beat you up and say, okay. When I say world, I mean all those things that happened to you in the past. Allow those things to beat you up and make you think about and second-guessing yourself. Or are you going to look at this woman who just entered your life right at this moment and basically perceive her just the way she is and presenting herself to you? Okay, sweetie, I'm sorry. You called in for a reason and probably asked a question. I just wanted to get – Lori was giving us some definitions of what she was saying about explore your options, and I just wanted to finish that up, and then I want you to ask her.
That one was for you.
So? I want to hear it.
Okay, so if you're done talking –
I'm just saying, I go with the flow, and when these things come out, you got to hear it. That's why it's coming the way it is.
So, why are you explaining yourself? I know how that works. You don't have to explain yourself. Does that sound familiar?
At that moment, that was the answer, and that's what I said. That's why. That's the answer. It wasn't explaining. It was saying.
Here we go. So
yes.
That way.
Okay, we're going
to
shut up.
Okay, explore your options. It's the time. It's time to look at other possibilities. It's a good time to make changes. Sometimes we think this is the way it is, and we don't. We don't see other options. By drawing this card, heaven now asks you to question any situation you think can't be changed. Take a moment and pretend that a magical mermaid has granted you 3 wishes. You can have anything you want. What will you wish? What will you wish for? The truth is that most anything you desire is possible, and this card asks you to explore your options. At first, you might do so mentally through daydreams, nightmares. Oh, nighttime dreams. I was going to say not nightmares. Sorry.
I'm trying to manifest.
No. Just take that back. I did not mean that. Don't even go there. And then
okay.
It's important to turn those possibilities into realities by breaking them into small goals that you can accomplish today. When you explore new opportunities, the energy of the universe begins flowing into the direction of your dreams. Any step that you take, no matter how small, will help you see options that you may never have noticed before.
Okay, I understand that, because I was sitting there thinking about the idea of projecting a time component on this whole thing about maybe 2 months, and the first thing that came to my mind when you said that was the idea of happening now.
In February.
I'm just saying, but, you know, the idea, not the idea of focus. See, the one thing I was sitting there saying in the past I've done before was certain things of thinking and feeling certain things that came to me, like, okay, it's going to happen in February. Well, I would have
me to tell you the other card?
Yes, but I just want to sit there and say I would focus on those things. This time, I think what I should do is I feel
it's
like
kind of
I
start putting things in action, just like you were told you needed to
exactly.
Start
instead of focusing on the dates and the month and that kind of stuff, is the idea of focusing on the action of going with the flow and seeing things happening right this moment. And then as we focus and get ourselves into a situation where we're
so what do you think the ready, set, go means then?
Ready, set means now.
Even though, whilst it's now is perfect moment to dive in and embrace your heart's desire. Even though you might not feel entirely ready, this card says there's no better time than the present to dive into your future. Your advice...
Okay.
Your advice to take both big and small steps to move into the direction of your dreams. Push aside everything unrelated to your life mission. Adjust your schedule so that the bulk of your time relate to your priorities and goals. Delegate tasks to other people or hire someone to assist you. Your responsibilities will still be met. You'll be happier, you'll enjoy greater self-esteem, and you'll attract more abundance in the long run if you jump in and follow your heart.
Okay, I made a decision. Actually, I made a decision there when I told you about the websites and the information and just all kinds of stuff, man. Anybody, as I was telling you before, if you talk to this certain person, I asked you about advice, whatever she says, I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to put it in action. And we're sitting there talking about the freaking pricing and stuff, too. And you're going, I'm almost hearing that one, too, saying, okay, specials.
Told you, just do it. At first, I didn't even ask her. So she just mentioned she's seeing your posting. She goes, he's got to change that because there's so much worries.
Okay, sweetie, what you need to do is you need to take that one thing that we just already decided on, which was kind of like spontaneous real quickly there, and just give her an ideal. I mean, give me an ideal. Like when she got that feeling and she got that thought, what was she thinking? As in, where should it go?
But she said the going rate is basically what everybody normally charges. You know what that is, right?
Basically. Let me think about it. I want to talk to this.
Okay, now I'm reflecting. You talked to Anna. That's her name, right?
Yes. My name is Anna.
Anna. She's brushing
okay, so
her,
while you're talking to Anna,
dog,
I'm going to
talk brushing an animal's teeth right now.
Yeah. That's always a fun job. Let me tell you.
I tell you, this. I mean, I love this show, man. We have all kinds of craziness on this, and it's just so fun.
Well, you're talking to Anna. I'm going to shuffle my cards for her, so we'll see. She'll get a double thing going on here.
Okay, so you said, okay, when you pulled cards on me, was that just, I just got two?
Yes, that's all you got was two. That's all you needed.
I feel shortchanged. I should get another quarter.
Listen to me.
Okay.
It was just while you were speaking of that one thing, I shuffled in those two cards, came out, and I stopped.
I think there's a good two cards for those things I was just talking about, too, because it was basically for...
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So now we can move on to the person who called you. She's the one. This is her time, not yours.
No, it's our time.
Yeah, I know. But
just put the reflection over to her.
I've been reflecting on her the whole time, watching her. It's like I got a picture of her having something in the tub, but she's brushing his teeth and holding it down. But I could be wrong.
I keep getting protection for her. The second time.
You got what?
Protection.
Protection.
I'm here.
Okay.
She has a great walk, doesn't she?
I am just having fun here in my house.
I'm very confident, too, there's that walk.
I'm trying on different shoes and everything. I have to still walk my dog. It's 2 a.m. And I'm still thinking what shoes.
Listen to this walk. Good. It's like those old westerns. You know someone's going to get shot.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Something going on with my walk for sure.
I'm just saying, sweetie.
Right?
I think it's a very, calm,
those
very strong walk.
Playtime card just came up for her.
What
daytime.
Kind of card?
Called Playtime.
Playtime. It's only that could be realized. I realize it right now. As an infinite being, I can do that. I command.
So we want to say, Anna, how's the king? Anyway.
First card I got was protection.
I love that movie, Anna the King. King and Anna. Yeah.
King and Anna.
It's an old movie with, what's his name? Yul Brynner.
One shoe I don't like, the other one I like. But I have some serious issues in my life going on.
That's probably why she had the playful card, because there's actually a playful solution.
And she's under protection also.
Well, I just saged my house.
Hey, there you go.
I'm burning a pink candle for... releasing of some past boyfriend energy, or at least someone that I like.
You release it and you
time
it,
to move
you
on
maintain towards. The passion.
Well, you know, unless, you know, things transform for him and he's willing to change his life and thinks that I'm worthy of it, then, you know, it's different. But
it's time to let go of the old and worn out so the new can come in.
I look at it like this, the situation, who cares if he thinks you're worthy or not? You see how you're looking at yourself and say, I'm worthy. So therefore, it's more looking at the situation of a person who can't see that as you being a gift.
Yep.
Is lacking within themselves. So it has nothing to do with you. I feel like that the ideal, what he doesn't see, does exist. And it's more of him walking around with blinders on, which is his own fears that he needs to face and confront. And once he does that, there's a possibility of what you're going to have with the situation of any kind of relationship with him. But when I look at the situation, I see a totally different thing where it's almost like my guys are coming to me and say, hey, nope. The reason this wouldn't be a relationship possibly is because of the strength that you do have within yourself and now the idea of seeing yourself as a gift, which you need to focus on that too as well. But it seems like someone else is going to see that without any kind of conditions of seeing you for who you are.
Yeah, that's what I am actually. The fact that the gift thing came up is what I actually was looking at today myself, and that's where I'm going.
I'm just tired. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm tired too. Those breaths sounded really good. And the only thing I wanted to say is I had a job interview today for, you know, one after like a really long time. So, but it wasn't really the right match. And, I've been looking for a couple of years now, and sounds really weird because, you know, as a spiritual being, we seem to be more challenged than the regular people that, you know, live on this earth. Seems like the ones that really, you know, work hard on themselves are even more challenged in the field of work and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like wondering, like, you know, I have a small private thing going on in my, you know, my life where I make a little bit of money, but not enough to actually pay for everything, but I was just wondering, like, is there some kind of guidance you can give or feel called to give me that would be able to take me to the next level?
Can I ask something real quick while you ponder on that for a moment?
I'm not pondering anymore. I was just, like, taking a deep breath.
You said, well, because there was these cards that came up.
You give her the cards and I'll let her have it. I mean, I'll let her get my information.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, the first card that came up was protection.
Okay, that's good.
And then the next one was time to move on.
Okay.
You can tell that walk.
Which, yeah. And the next one after that, because what I'm getting, you let go of the situation. And then the treasure chest, unforeseen windfall of new abundance comes to you now. So by you letting go and moving on, then you got abundance coming. And the next one after that was the playtime card.
Playtime.
Yep. Okay, and then there's self-forgiveness.
Yes, absolutely. So forgiving myself for choosing, you know, a father that totally abused me.
I'm sorry to
hear
that.
Not that I feel sorry for myself, but I'm responsible for picking him and believing in him. And
your choices, yep, exactly.
My choice.
Own up to that.
I did it.
The next one is watch your thoughts. It's important to only think about what you desire, not what you fear.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes along with something that you were saying. Let yourself receive. Allow others to give you loving care. Receive without guilt or apologies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then you got ready, set, go.
No, she got my card.
Great moment
I want it back.
And embrace your heart's desire. And the last card, is there any question you have in mind that you have that you want to answer for?
Any question? Yeah.
What's the one that came to you that you're wondering about?
Yes, I have a question that I'm wondering about is, you know, where am I going to live, in Holland or in New York to work?
Which one feels the strongest for you? Because I have a yes card. I have a yes. So your intention, whatever your intention is telling you, your intuition is telling you, then that's what is being directed. That's why I asked you that question.
Yeah, that's what we talked about before about the side. Yeah, we've heard the term second-guessing ourselves. It's the idea you hear guidance first, then your ego will kick in and say, well, maybe you should think about this, when actually what you should do is be spontaneous, more spontaneous than you have in the past. I'm sorry, go ahead.
For me, what counts is a job. I don't want to move back to Holland and be, like, there for my family. That's not where I'm going back. For me, a job is important.
No, I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm just trying to get my – as I get information, I just have a tendency I want to spill it then. And it's like looking at the situation, because this bunch of information just came to me very quickly, which is kind of funny because I was talking to Lori about this whole thing about me going to England, and was the idea – what came up was the idea I want to go there. There's also somebody else there I want to be with too as well, but it's the idea of putting things in perspective of saying, okay, why are you going there? It's not the idea. And see, I tell people this all the time. I just wish everybody would stop. I just want a job, and start getting more specific about exactly what you want, because you just don't want a job. There are certain
wants
and desires. Yes,
exactly.
You want to
work with kids and be happy, helping.
Then go
them
to Holland.
Healing.
Not because your family or anybody else is there. I guarantee you go to Holland. I feel like it's not the idea of being separate from your family. It's the idea of going to Holland and seeing you in your own environment. You do have your environment there.
Yeah. Probably have my own environment, people, and my own life kind of picking it up.
You're at home, basically.
This was my home for a while, but
Where's home? Home.
Home is the universe.
No.
Anywhere where I feel happy is home.
Home is where the heart is. So wherever you feel your heart center, where it sings, is where you need to be. And the idea, the very first thing I got when it was coming up as a choice, there is no choice. It's something that resonates within you. And the first thing I came up with was Holland. And she was saying, yes. She said, yes. That was kind of funny. Yes, Holland. Yes, Holland. You'll love it there.
Yeah.
And I was saying, yeah.
I'm going to miss you, American people.
Not really, because I'll probably come visit you. I'll be in England.
Anyway. Yeah, and there's always Blog Talk that connects me to America, kind of.
Yes, you have to. Yeah, we have to get more of our people who are going to Europe to actually start calling in, so we can keep us all connected and the whole thing. Because it's an international radio show, and we like to talk to people and keep them. I just like to hear.
You are going to England to move to England now.
Yes.
And where are you living right now?
Where I don't want to be.
Ohio.
Which state? Michigan? I have a feeling you're in Michigan.
No, actually, Michigan's sitting on my head. I'm in Ohio.
Ohio? Okay.
That's why I've always seen it. I've always seen Michigan sitting in our heads. And we always beat Michigan with football, but I don't watch football, so it's not really inspirational to me.
Michigan.
It's the idea of looking at the situation and going, you know something? Michigan, Ohio, they all seem to seem the same. They're very cold. So,
Ireland. You should go to Ireland.
Why should I go to... Well, if I go to England, Ireland is like a hop skip.
That's more like your thing. It's like the Celts and stuff. It's like more spirituality there.
That's true, too. But at the top of my to-do list, it's just one of those things I've been looking at things to do. And if I'm not mistaken on my to-do list, London, England's first. And if I'm not mistaken... I was actually looking for my list. No, I have other countries in there, too. It's kind of funny how she says that because, you know, we got all the things in there. I can't find that. Oh, there it is. Oh, I was just trying to make sure myself because I had so many expectations of certain things that if it's not on there, it's going to get written on there because I've been sitting there going focusing. I actually got stopped at, I think it was like 62, and I'm like trying to put together like 100 of these things to do. And so when people say things, I started to notice certain things, like when I was sitting telling you before, when I used to do readings when I was in Colorado, I'd always get this name in my head. Like one day I got Steve, and I would ask people, do you know Steve? And they go, no. I said, keep picking up Steve all freaking day. I said, well, I don't really feel like it's you, but I'm just saying, they're reminding me of Steve again. And what would happen was, my last reading of the day would be somebody named Steve or whoever they would give me at the beginning of the day, which would tell me it's time to go home. Not to get caught up in everything. See, a lot of people have a tendency to do when it comes to work and businesses. They have a tendency to let it run their lives, not realizing it's just like everything else. It's a part of it. And if you allow it to run your life, it's your own fault because you're allowing it to happen. So it's the idea of making, like White Angels told me one time, oh, I don't have no time to do nothing. And they go, what do you mean you don't have no time to do nothing? You make your own schedule. You have plenty of time. Yeah, here it is. Go to England. Number one. Number two. I feel like Dave Letterman, right? Number 10 things why you should call my show. Number 10, I'm good. Number 9, I'm good. Number 8, I'm very good. Anyway, let's see.
It's so much fun.
Yes. I love having... It's like we're having fun here. It's the whole thing. Being playful.
We're all friends. We're like friends just chit-chatting the night away.
And it's like we look at the situation. Number 3 was to get married and to have a
home. Get married and have a life full of passion with each other.
I like, because I was sitting here talking about the situation too, of focusing on just that. Not the idea of the wedding, it'd be okay. No. I put down number 3, right? I put down, number 2 was to have a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home, a Victorian style home. I think I'm actually going to change that to maybe a castle. When I was younger, I imagined myself when I was playing music as a singer, my goal was to make enough money to have a castle with glass floors.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
you must have been a prince in another life.
Yes, I was. I was actually did a past life regression with, I got a hold of, I was kind of iffy about it because I actually got a hold of a DVD. No, I'm sorry, a CD. It was Dorian Virtue. It was Dorian Virtue CD on how to do past life regressions through a meditation. And I was like, I was kind of hesitant, but I got it and actually did 3. One, I was an Egyptian. Actually, I was an Egyptian.
You should do it on your radio show one night so we can all do it together.
Has an idea.
Like, see, only that. And then we'll just share what our experiences.
There you go.
It's
kind of funny how we write things down, too. I was writing down here, I said, I want to have a five-bedroom, three-bedroom Victorian, right? And then the next thing was, I want to get married and have the wedding I want. And the number 4 was to win the lottery over $10 million to make sure I get the first 3. So I was like, because I get really specific, too, because on my England, It says to go to England, to go to London, England, with all expenses paid.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I would do that is because I've already experienced other things. When I was living in Wisconsin, I wanted to move to Colorado, and actually I got an opportunity to move to Colorado and never paid a dime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like when I put it out there and the universe manifested it for me. It's like the first time I went to California. I've been to California 3 times, and it was just opportunities that happened. Just everything seemed to fall into place at the time. My first psychic shop that I had with this one partner, I just fell into it and ended up owning half the shop and didn't. It's like I get said before, it was no money up front. It just seemed like
normal. Those things are normal, but they sound like they're not normal. It sounds like those are the most difficult things to create. But we are made from stars, and it's supposed to be like that.
Yes. They say the energy that Moses and Jesus created their miracles with still exists to this day. And actually, I was going to tell you one thing, too. Number 11 on my list is to go to Ireland for a week with the best of everything handed to me.
Intuitive as well. She's tapped into you.
Yeah, so we look at this thing. It goes, write 3 successful books about romance, relationships, and success.
Galloping into my life, like that is really what I want? Or am I supposed to be like, go out with the guy that I'm going out tomorrow?
If you don't want to go out with the guy tomorrow, I wouldn't go out with the guy tomorrow.
Oh, I don't want to go out tomorrow with him, but he's taking care of my dog, so I want to be nice to him.
Then give him a $10 bill. I'm just not a person who likes to interact with people in the idea of trading services like that. If I have to do something I really don't want to do, I usually make arrangements where, like, you know, I look at a person and go, okay, can you give me a reading and I'll give you a reading if that's what you're comfortable with. If there's something else I do that you're more comfortable with, it's like the idea of negotiation, of actually getting a win-win situation, not something that I'm actually compromising or something I have to do because I'm going to actually end up getting resentful in that situation. So I don't put myself in that situation.
I'm just worried that I'm giving him like false hope that I might be interested in him.
That's the whole thing.
Well, then you need to follow that guidance.
Because I had a lady call me up one time and said that she couldn't get rid of this guy. And I said, what'd you do? And she goes, I said, hold up. Let me tell you what you did. I said, a guy came to you and said, just go out. And you said yes because you didn't want to hurt his feelings. And she goes, yes, and now I can't get rid of him. I said, well, he needs to understand. And now he doesn't. You were the catalyst to help him understand. There's a yes or no answer to that thing. And if he would have gotten hurt, he would have realized that. And now he doesn't. He's thinking that every time he asks someone out, it's going to happen. And now you can't get rid of him because he thinks you like him. And it's one of those things where people do like people, but it's the idea of putting perspective and saying, but not in that way. But if she wouldn't have went out with him in the first place, she would have had a chance to actually convey the latter part and actually been more successful. I was going to look at number 13, have my own radio show as a psychic spiritual advisor. Should I mark that one off?
You already have your own radio show, silly.
Yeah, but maybe I should still leave it on there and the possibility of having a coast-to-coast show here in the United States because one thing I didn't do with that one, maybe I should have. Maybe that's the reason I'm doing a show the way I'm doing it now because I'm paying for it.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things. It's like a catch-22 in some ways. You can look at it and say, okay, I get a lot of donations, a lot of people help, and a lot of things like that too. And also I get a lot of business as well. Maybe we should look at it that way, but I was thinking more on the line of, but then again, I can't blame anybody else but myself because I didn't put down any specifics. I just said,
right,
have a radio show as a psychic spiritual advisor, and I got it. You're right. If I want something as in coast to coast or something like that, or a midnight show where I actually would be working in a studio as in radio show, I think we should have specified that. And I don't think, as I'm reading my list here, I really don't see that I've actually done that.
Well,
I did. And I think that's number 67. Now I feel like Casey Kasem, number 67, top 100. Go ahead. I want to meet Meg Ryan. Does anybody know who Meg Ryan is?
Hey, you're interrupting her.
No, it's my show. And go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, but you're rude. I'm kind of like, can't I just be friends with him? And because I would like a friend too, but not give him any hope of like dating.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation, you can do all those things, but don't be scared to express just that. Don't just kind of like wing it.
No, you need to tell him up front. Always
be up front and open and honest.
Out.
You can never have any misunderstanding.
Like, thank you for watching my dogs. Just go out and have a hamburger. Just the ideal of two people hanging out and having a good time. No expectations. I did this before, too. That I had a lady who did that. I had a client that came out to Colorado because she needed a place to get away from because she was going through a divorce. And I said, you know, come on out. And I said, but I want you to understand one thing. When you come out here, have no expectations of any kind of relationship. You're in a part of your life right now that you need to make some really conscious decisions of what you're going to do, and it's all you should be focusing on. Come out here, have a good time, relax, let go, and whatever the answers are, let them flow to you. And people will say, well, that's kind of mean, wasn't it? I said, no, that's telling the truth. And sometimes we have to be blunt because I did the same because she would she had a tendency to take it to extremes and push it. And she came to me and she always felt like I had hidden feelings. And it got to the point where, and I'm just saying, this situation was one of those things I was still blunt. And there was times that she would take me out to dinner and do certain, you know, things like that. And I would say, go. Yeah, sure, just go out. But I already explained myself. So in the latter part, when they don't respect that, there's nothing wrong with you. Speak in your mind. And this lady looked at me and she goes, you have hidden feelings for me. And at that time, what was happening was I was getting very, really resentful because she was asking me for 10 readings a day. You know, she was doing all this stuff. She was constantly pushing. I kept on telling her, no, I have no expectations. I have no feelings on that kind of level or any kind of thing. And she kept on pushing it. Well, one day she looked at me and said, hidden feelings for me. I know you do. I said, if you keep pushing it, you're going to find out exactly how I feel about you. And you're right. I do have hidden feelings. But I'm trying to be respectful. I don't want to be mean and hurt your feelings. And she's like, oh, so you do have feelings for me. See, she wasn't listening. I finally looked at her and I said, this is the way it is. You have pushed it to the extremes. I have to tell you this. I said, the feelings that you think I have for you, that I have hidden from you, are like this. You are the most egotistic, self-centered bitch I've ever met in my whole freaking life. I've been trying to continue, you know, be nice, be that kind, caring person, but you're not allowing that to happen. So I have to tell you, the way you have been treating me in this, I just went off and just told her. And then she said, you know what she said? She just looked at me and she goes, I knew it. And she still felt like I was still holding feelings. So it was one of those things of making a choice to say, okay, I can't associate with you no more. You're not being respectful to me or yourself because you're not listening, and you're not listening to me tell you the truth. So I know you're not listening to yourself and hearing the truth. So therefore, since you can't make the conscious decision, because she's like, and then I said, well, I've been doing 10 readings for you a day. And she goes, well, we're friends. I said, maybe not, because my friends wouldn't do that.
I'm going to show him around. We'll have something to eat or drink, and then I don't have to see him again. That's it.
I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with you expressing yourself to platonic friends, going out to have a good time, share the sights, have a hamburger and a Coke, whatever, and say, hey, thank you. It was a great time, and have a great life.
There's I got three cards for her for that question. Well, as you were talking about the situation, I got wait, which is don't rush into any action right now. Bide your time for better results. Yeah. Healing heart.
Have a date later.
You're a powerful healer. Keep up the great work. And divine magic. Extra magical energy surrounds your situation right now. Expect miracles.
Oh, wow. That's on there, too.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So,
number 45, go to Arthur Finley College.
Thank you. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just sitting there going over the same. I was kind of baffled when I said
you just need to stay focused
ago.
A little bit, Donnie.
2 years ago. I'm just sitting there looking at the situation, guys, writing these things down. They're in here. And that was like 2 years ago before I even met this girl. And it seems like since I met this girl, the more possibilities and realities of all these things coming into play seem to happen now.
I got it.
Go to the Alps, Switzerland. I want to play with dolphins.
So, Anna, did these cards help you?
She said yes, they did, and I just felt like that.
Focus on my own healing and
all I want to say is, are you going to continue to go out with him tomorrow? Or I think there's nothing wrong with what you want to do, but I'm just saying for some reason.
Well, I got the weight card, so that tells me I don't think it's going to be a good time to do it.
I don't think tomorrow night's a good night. I just feel like it's going to end in a bad way if it does happen.
I agree. I feel that I think he's looking forward to seeing me. He's been texting me a couple times this week. He's trying to make and I don't want that.
Then you should follow that guidance because you're picking up on it, so you need to read what it is that you're seeing into it.
You're very intuitive, too.
I don't want to think about this guy every week now. I don't want him to get in my head. I feel like, no, I need my space, and I'm not looking for any kind of male friendships that I'm not attracted to.
Okay, then go with that.
Then just tell him straight that.
She's still open for the spiritual connection?
No, I'm not. I just wanted him to take care of my dog, but he thinks he's reading into something. I don't want it.
No, I was just saying you are still open for a spiritual connection. Not today, not tomorrow, maybe not 2 weeks from now, but I feel like that's more of the connection that you're looking for instead of it is the physical.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying it's not going to happen. It's like, I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying if you look in the next 2 weeks, you don't see that kind of connection happening. We got like 44 seconds left before they're going to cut us off. I just want to sit here and thank you for calling in, okay? So if we get cut off, I want you to make sure that we didn't cut you off and say, okay, bye-bye. I'm just saying with the situation, that's why I was saying spiritual. You don't feel it. The connection that you're looking for is something that's not coming through. That's what I was saying. So everything's falling. Even with this guy here, there's any kind of interactions with anybody, even friendship, there has to be a spiritual connection in there somewhere of two essences meeting each other. And you don't even feel that with him. So I just feel like it would end on a